massacre that left 33 people dead.
Tragedy again struck Virginia Tech in a wanton act of violence where a police officer was murdered during a routine traffic stop.
A candlelight vigil was held last night at Virginia Tech. New details are emerging about the killing of a 7-year-old girl in Georgia. A source close to the investigation says Jarelli Rivera was killed in a vacant apartment at an apartment complex in Canton, Georgia, outside Atlanta. 20-year-old maintenance worker Ryan Brunn is charged with her death. His brother, Connor Brunn, is surprised by all that's going on.
Yeah, it just moved about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He just got a new job and he was going to make more money.
Most European leaders agreed early today to a new deal to try to resolve the continent's debt crisis. But some countries, including Britain, refused to get on board. CNN's Jim Bolden reports 23 of the 27 EU members agreed to a new treaty that would give more central control over individual economies.
Now that we have these other countries that said we're not going to be interested, we're not going to be involved, at least we can move forward with how this fiscal compact will work. You're talking about some auto-correction mechanisms. In other words, if countries violate these new rules, they would have some automatic penalties.
American officials disagree whether Iran faked video it has made public of what it says is an American stealth drone aircraft. The drone went down last week in Iran. One official says there's no reason to believe the video is phony, but at least another says if it were real, the drone would be more damaged after crashing. Iran's complaining to the UN about the apparent overflight. Prosecutors say a woman accused of setting off pepper spray at a California Walmart on Black Friday won't face felony charges, but the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office is considering misdemeanor charges. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has great holiday gifts for every doer on your list. And big savings on some of the best names in the tool bag. Like an 18-volt OnePlus Ryobi starter kit for just $89. That's a $150 value for a drill, circular saw, two batteries, and a charger. Make someone's Christmas morning and weekends to come with a Ryobi starter combo kit just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
It's a big deal, just not quite as big as hoped. The European Union announcing an agreement most of its member nations support. Changes to the treaty that will require far greater financial discipline from countries. All 17 nations that use the euro currency are in agreement. Only 6 of the 10 EU member nations which still use their own currency have signed on, with the UK the loudest opponent of the deal. LG, HTC, Droid, Samsung, Apple, where's Nokia been? The company that just a couple of years ago was the top cell phone maker mostly has been left off the smartphone bandwagon. It's trying to jump onto it now. Nokia is planning an event for next week in which it will unveil a Windows-powered smartphone for the U.S. market, the Lumia. It will work with T-Mobile. Asian stock markets fell more than a percent today. European indexes turning slightly higher on that partial treaty victory. S&P futures gaining 6 points, NASDAQ futures rising 8. I'm Andrew O'Day, in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Saving 15% or more may be okay for some people, but for those of you over 50, you've earned better than that. The simple truth is that if you are older than 50, you are probably paying more for your auto insurance than before, not less. That's why AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, negotiated a special auto insurance program specifically designed to deliver lower rates for you. AMAC members who switched are saving hundreds on their auto insurance. That's the kind of special benefit maturity should earn, not hidden penalties. Over 200,000 AMAC members agree that AMAC is better. Better for you, better for America. Call today. Find out how much you could save by joining AMAC. Let the others settle for 15% on auto insurance. Get the discount you've earned and enjoy other benefits exclusive to AMAC members. Call 800-303-0661 and switch your current policy today. Call 800-303-0661. That's 800-303-0661. AMAC. Better for you, better for America.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess. And the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Trubiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Trubiano.
And welcome. 6 minutes, just about 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. And it's Friday.
Friday.
That's just for Jeff and Anthony. I'm sure they are appreciating the dulcet tones of one Tony Trupiano on this Friday morning. Wow, what a week. What a week it has been, and glad that we're on this side of the week. It was a long one, but not in a bad way. Just a lot going on. And happy to be so busy. But here we go. What do we got going on today? Roscoe Woods from the American Postal Workers Union will be with us just after 7 o'clock to talk about some of the proposed changes to the Postal Service. As I thought, they are not in favor of what is being talked about these days. We'll check in with him. At 7:50, of course, Occupy Detroit joins us. 8:05, Joe DeSano, Main Street Strategies. He's got a lot on his agenda today. And some of the stuff, I'm interested to hear his take on it. There's no question that's true. And anyway, so we got a lot of stuff that we're going to get to today. Of course, you're always welcome to join us, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. I want to remind you, and I haven't really focused on this much, but, you know, folks, we're less than 150 people away. Less than 150 people away from having 1,000 likes on Facebook. It would sure be nice if you, for the holidays, you know, I don't often ask for something for the holidays, like a Christmas gift. But if you wanted to get me a gift, give me some likes. I'd like to get up to 1,000. Don't know why it's important to me. I'm just being honest with you. I'd like to get to 1,000. That's all. So, you know, keep that in mind. And, you know, spread the word of First Shift. It's important to me. All right. With that said, why don't we go ahead and do what we do so well.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Perception. Perception. Gotta love them popping peas. Perception is our first word this morning. Listen. Perception, there's that old saying that perception is reality, and I believe that it is true to some degree. Perception is reality. That's why in the political realm, it's a very dangerous place to live. If they're perceiving something to be that it is not something that it is, well, that perception, of course, has a higher good or higher bad, as the case may be. Perception, ladies and gentlemen, is what you see from atop the hill, even if it's not there. It is sometimes the mirage, not the reality. That's why it scares the bejesus out of me. Perception is one of those things that drives me crazy. Drives me crazy. Ooh. Ooh. All right, I'm getting a little out there. But you understand, perception unfortunately, leads, and we have to stop that because as long as the Republicans are in the roost, and they are right now, they're going to try to make us perceive that what they're doing is real, and it is not real, it's sleight of hand, and what it's doing is really destroying the fabric of what makes this state and this country great. Perception is today's first word. And yesterday was clarity. You know, yesterday was about clarity. Couldn't find a nice segue. Today's about perception. My perception is Jeff Radford's going to be on his game today. He has also had a very long week. Of course, I feel no sympathy for him. He's put himself in that position. Jeff, it's your own fault. You know that, don't you?
Oh, goodness. Yes.
No, that's true.
Welcome. Good morning.
You know I love you, dude, but, you know, you put yourself in this position.
All righty, then.
Well, you did.
I put myself in a position to hear you singing Friday.
Friday, I did, actually, because I brought that song Friday, up. It's Friday. Actually, that is your fault. Anyway, good morning to you. How are you today?
Oh, hanging in there. Had an adventurous day driving to work. We're gonna actually, as I expect, when Russ does traffic today, it's something that people will want to listen to.
Yeah, we do want to let people know before they leave the house. The roads are, although I will tell you that when Anthony and I were coming in, we saw a lot of salt trucks out there. So I'm hoping at least in the Oakland County part of our commute, there were a lot of salt trucks. So I'm hoping that that's true for the other environs of southeast Michigan, but the roads are going to be a little rough. There's no question about that. It's my understanding it's supposed to stop snowing between 7 and 8 o'clock, and hopefully the commute won't be too horribly bad. But I said to Anthony coming in, I think that we got here just in time, which was right at 5 o'clock. So,
What's dangerous is that it's only the second time it seems like that in the morning there's been snow like this so far this season.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was coming down the only car in the road, except for I was going through an intersection, and a guy decided that, he can drive just like it is normally. So he pulls out right as I'm coming through the intersection because he's turning right on red. And I'm thinking, you don't know what's going to happen. He just, hits the gas a little bit. So I had to slide over to the other lane because I knew he was going to fishtail a little bit. And sure enough, not really used to the snow beyond the road yet. I'm just thinking, wow, how crazy is this? 4 a.m. and he's, driving like it's full traction.
Well, I got to tell you, this finally got to engage my four-wheel drive and really saw a difference this morning. Last time, not so much, because it really wasn't, the roads weren't that bad until I was like 3 minutes out of the parking lot here. So it didn't really show. This morning, though, I the four-wheel drive was obvious that it was the difference maker.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, especially wait till the snow starts piling up a little bit.
I'm good if that doesn't happen. I mean, it's eventually going to, and Anthony, let me warn you right now, dude, there is going to come a morning that, I'm going to have to wake you up and we're going to have to leave early, just so you know, so you can start getting over that now. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm just warning you because you don't like that I get you up anyway, even though you got to come to work. I heard you this morning. I'm up. You just don't like me telling you it's time to get up, do you?
Yeah, I just don't want to talk to you.
No disrespect meant, right? You just don't want to get up.
No, just I don't like to talk to anybody who for the first, 20 minutes I'm up.
Oh, I'm well aware of that. So, anyway, I just want to warn you that morning's coming where I'm going to have to get you up and I'm going to have to go, dude, we need to leave, so you got to go. Come on, let's go. Really piss you off. But so be it. Yeah, I just, in fact, right before Jeff, right before I we turned on the air sign, I walked it down the hall and looked out the window to see what the snow was doing. It was coming down pretty hefty. So it's out there. It's happening.
White Christmas.
Well, a little too early for that. You want to make a side bet
about what if it's going to be snowing?
If we're
going to
have a white Christmas? Not snowing on, but if there will be snow on the ground.
Well, it depends. What are we talking here?
Snow on the ground. Covered. The grass is covered.
Okay. I'll take that.
Are you going to say yes, it will be, or no, it won't?
I will go with there will be, you will see snow on the ground.
Okay. So the grass will be covered on Christmas Day.
You will see snow on the ground.
No, Jeff. No. No, that's not going to work for me. Oh. I'm sorry.
All right, well.
Now you need to be more. You need to commit to. You need to commit to this.
I'm committing to seeing snow on the ground.
Okay, but how much snow, Jeff?
Well.
Oh, sweet God.
What do you mean? No, this is crazy. All right, fine. We'll talk about something else then.
No, we're not going to talk about something else.
Yes, snow will be on the ground. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, the ground will be covered with snow?
What's covered?
Okay, there will be at least an inch or more of snow on the ground. No, okay. Then we have nothing to bet over because I don't think we're going to have an inch or more of snow on the ground yet either.
An inch? Geez, that's a lot.
It's not.
Well, for what's going on lately, this is a really warm, it seems like a very warm...
Well, you know, it just so happens that I have a story out of the Detroit News, and the headline is, Bizarre Weather Sets Record Around Michigan. And this is, of course, it's a year-round story, not just a December story, but there were roughly 3,000 monthly records broken nationally this year. That's pretty amazing. And that includes 1,302 records broken due to high or low temperatures, 1,090 records set for rainfall totals, and 549 records for snowfall. Here in Michigan, record-breaking statistic recorded with 3 weeks left in our year include, you ready? 12 counties that saw record-breaking heat statistics, rainfall records in 24 counties, snow accumulation records in 13 counties, and the National Resources Defense Council officials rolled out their statistics for the media while unveiling a website mapping tool that tracks extreme weather events. These events and their increasing frequency are linked with climate change, council officials said. As the climate changes, we're seeing a change in extreme heat, extreme precipitation, and extreme drought conditions, said Dan Lasshoff, a climate scientist with the NRDC. Michigan is close to breaking its long-standing record for rainfall this year. In 1880, the state recorded 47.7 inches of precipitation, the highest since records started being kept in 1874. This week, the National Weather Service reported Michigan was on track to break that mark. So all we need is 1.7 inches of precipitation in the next 3 weeks to tie that. And then a little bit more to break that mark. So, anyway, if you want more information, I'll give you the website when we come back for the break. All right, we're going to take the quick break here. 888-552-3595. Be careful driving this morning. Nice and easy. Leave a little early. Save a life. And more importantly, yours. Just be careful. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Cindy Estrada, just wishing everyone happy holidays, all the listeners out there at First Shift on the Tony Truppiano Show.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Stunnel driving update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. We have an accident out there, 94 westbound at Michigan Avenue. The right lane is currently blocked. 75 southbound at 4th Street Shaper, still working that accident down there. I'm Russell Traffic.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Snow showers this morning, mainly before 7 o'clock, a high near 34. Tonight, more snow showers, mostly cloudy, a low around 20. And then on Saturday, partly sunny, a high right around 30 degrees. Right now, there's some light snow, and it's 31 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
It's the Toys R Us two-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday, 3 p.m. through Saturday, 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us. the world's greatest toy store.
Free and/or discounted item must be a vehicle or valid item purchased. Exclusions apply. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
At the JCPenney Holiday Sale this Friday and Saturday, save big with Gift Busters, Saturday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Plus, now through Saturday with JCP Cash, get $10, $15, or $20 off. No exclusions. JCPenney. Sephora inside JCPenney, not participating. Offers end December 10th.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is that hero that I speak of, Representative Jim Ananick.
This is, I joke because I'm a teacher, that this is something that's taken like the middle school elementary curriculum for economics. I mean, this is just basic stuff. I mean, it seems to be so obvious, but as you know, when you're in Lansing or listening to some of the things coming out of Lansing, my comment thing is, if you can run out your philosophy like a Neanderthal, it's not really much of a philosophy.
First Shift with Tony Trivino
on 1310 WDTW.
A gift of love from Western Union.
To my niece, who has her own special way of looking at things, it's money for a new digital camera. To me, it's being able to see the world through her eyes.
This holiday, be there for the ones you love with Western Union. Send $50 across town or anywhere within the U.S. for just $5. It's perfect for everyone on your list. Up to $50 for $5, fast, at participating agent locations. Western Union, moving money for better.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. All right, so if you want more information on all these weather stuff, go to www.nrdc.org. www.nrdc.org, and it'll give you all the information you ever want to know, I would think, about politics, or not politics, about weather. The last thing it's going to give you is information on politics. So let's decide here at 6:22. The baseball meetings are almost over. Winter meetings, and we basically what do we know, Jeff? We know that we picked up a reliever yesterday, and that's about it.
As far as the Tigers go, yeah, that's they got Dotel, which is, you know, we said yesterday they were hot and heavy for anyway, so. And we're waiting on Cespedes, as far as Tigers fans go. But the big news, obviously, is what the Angels did and how suddenly the American League favorite could be over in California now.
Well, we'll see.
You're skeptical?
Well, you know, let me tell you, I'm looking at Pujols' numbers, and they have gone down every year the last 3 years. And that has to tell you something, doesn't it?
Maybe, but he also was a vital key to them winning the World Series.
Of course.
And you look at the rest of their team, it's like, who do they have? You know, it's not like I was that impressed with the rest of their lineup. And Berkman resurgence, sure. And Freeze came out of nowhere, but it's not like they don't have a, who's their Victor Martinez? Matt Holliday, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's incredible how better he makes the entire lineup. So, you know, it goes over to the American League now. The Angels have a lineup where you just add a huge superstar and it makes everyone else look that much better. Man, their lineup looks really good now.
We'll see, Rabbit. We'll see.
Well, and then look at the rotation. I mean, two guys just made their team so much better.
Continue.
The funny thing is the stat that was going around yesterday is They gave more money to Pujols and C.J. Wilson than what Artie Moreno paid for the team when he bought it a couple years, well, you know, a couple years ago, I guess. Like $70 million more just for these two guys than what he paid for the team.
Well, that's crazy, of course.
But they also signed a huge TV deal. And that's why the Yankees can afford a huge payroll, and that's why I guess now the Angels can do it as well. They got their own baseball network, and suddenly they a huge stream
I
of
heard
revenue.
This, maybe you know this. I heard this crazy statistic that the Yankees actually are profitable every year, going into every year, because of all of the deals that they signed. The revenue, the baseball revenue, the TV revenue, all of the extracurricular revenue pays for the team before they even step on the field at the beginning of the year. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. And on top of it, they pay a luxury tax because they're way over, you know, the baseball sets an arbitrary number of if you go, your payroll goes over this, then you have to pay a luxury tax because other teams can't afford it.
Right. And that money's split amongst the other teams, correct?
I think it's given to the bottom, but yeah, it's trying to make things a little more even, which it doesn't do it at all. But so they pay that on top of it. They pay a huge payroll, then pay a tax for paying a huge payroll, and they're still profitable. I mean, the YES Network makes just hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Wow. I'm blown away. There you go. There's one of those perception deals that actually is real. I mean, you perceive them to be ultra successful, and the perception is reality in that case. Wow. Imagine. Do you know if the Tigers are profitable?
It's funny because I think the report recently is that they were up until, I think, it was either last year or the year before, they were one of three teams in the red, but barely.
Okay. Not that the Illich family can't afford a little red ink, but we don't want them to be.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, they did, I think it was the year that they had, you know, a couple of guys, Bonderman still on the books, you know, guys like that. Those guys were still on the books, and the economic downturn had less attendance for the Tigers. And of course, I think it wasn't this year, but the year before where they didn't make the playoffs. So a lot of things factored into just have one bad year, but I think they're back, you know, being profitable.
Okay. Again. I just wondered, you know, just out of curiosity, because they, you know, attendance wise, the Tigers have done very well the last 3 years. Attendance has been up every year, significantly up year after year after year. And, you know, last year they had a great year attendance wise. The gate was, I think up 12-14% over the year before, which was up 30% over the year before that. And now you're talking serious dollars at that point.
Yeah, I mean, they are. They're one of the – this is supposed to be a baseball town, which I think people – I would still like to see it a baseball town, but if the Lions ever win a Super Bowl, you'll forget all about – most people will forget about the Tigers. But then again, it is, you know, the summer event. There's only one thing to do in the summer is watch Tigers baseball.
Well, let's turn our attention to football since that's what we've got a game this weekend, and that's the Detroit Lions versus the Minnesota Vikings in what I consider a must win for the Lions if they want to make the playoffs. They're playing a division opponent that on paper and the record, again, there we go with perception. The perception is the Minnesota Vikings should be a team that they could easily handle. But the question is, will they? So we bring in our experts, Jeff Radford and Anthony Truppiano, to settle the score. Anthony, as we look ahead to Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern time, what say you, sir?
Well, it's a must-win for the Lions, obviously. And the Vikings, without Christian Ponder and maybe no Adrian Peterson, the Lions have to win by at least two touchdowns. So I'll go 31-14 Lions.
Okay. And do you think that Adrian Peterson will not be playing? Because I hear that chances are pretty good he'll be playing this week.
I'm sure he'll play.
Okay.
He already sat out 1 week.
But Christian Ponder is out for sure?
Not for sure, but it's looking like Joe Webb's going to be their starting quarterback on Sunday.
Okay. Well, that does work in Detroit's favor. Mr. Radford, your thoughts on Sunday's game?
I tend to think, from what I'm reading, that even if AP does play, he's not going to be playing a whole lot. I think they're going to rely on Gerhardt. For some reason, it just sounds like this injury is lingering. So that bodes well for the Lions, who basically only have to worry about Adrian Peterson at this point.
Okay. So you're calling it for Detroit.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little closer than people will want to admit it will be, especially because they're still dealing with should they bench them or should they not bench their players for what they did in the last couple of games. So they got to right the ship here, get on feeling good, and if, I guess it'll be a win. It'll be a win for a win, but it'll also be a bigger win if they have no stupid penalties this week.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Anthony, let me ask you about that. This idea that, you know, should they bench that Jeff just brought up. This game is too important to be playing that game with your roster now, isn't it?
I mean, depending on who you're talking about.
Well, I mean, we were talking about, I'm thinking Titus Young, Bannon Pettigrew, Nate Burleson, right?
I don't know. That's the coach's decision, not mine. I mean,
I know that, but do you really?
In Titus Young's case, yes, I'd bench him. But in Pettigrew and Burleson, I just think they're too important to the team to where you can't bench them right now.
So you only punish people who are important or not important.
That's my question.
See, I think, and I said this before, I think the players need to do some self-regulating here, and it's not the coach. And at this point in the season, if you bench them in a game you need to win, then you're basically saying, you know, the season's not that important anymore. And
Would you guys support them being benched in because of in-game issues? Let's say we get into the game and they're repeating bad behavior, you know, not benching them, of course, to start the game, but in the game, all of a sudden. And Schwartz has done that this year. He did it with Gosser Chirilis, said, you know what, you're going to play this way, we're going to pull you out. Do you support that?
If it's costing them, like if they're playing the Vikings and all of a sudden, you know, 10, 15-yard penalty at a crucial time, you can't, I mean, at that point, their value on the field is less than what it is on the bench. So
yeah, you're right. Now, again, I don't disagree with that. Don't disagree with that at all. All right, well, you know, my call for this weekend is the Lions will win this one. I think that Matt Stafford's actually going to have a really good game this Sunday. All right, we're going to take the break, and we'll be back.
DTW, continuous traffic watch.
Still a traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. 94 westbound at Michigan Avenue. We still have an accident there blocking the right lane. Several accidents in the area. So you will want to slow it down out there on those slippery highways. Also, Grand River westbound near Hagerty. We've got a gas main being repaired as well, so the right lane is blocked there. I'm Russ with traffic.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, snow showers, mainly this morning, a high near 34. Tonight, more snow showers, mostly cloudy, a low around 20. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 30. Quick look at Sunday, sunny, a high near 35. Right now, there's some light snow, and it's 31 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Mea culpa. I misspoke. My bad. I stand corrected. In past commentaries, I have called Newt Gingrich a lobbyist. Apparently, he hates that tag, even though he has indeed gotten very wealthy by taking big bucks from such special interest outfits as IBM, AstraZeneca, Microsoft, and Siemens in exchange for helping them get favors from federal and state governments. But Gingrich, his lawyers, and staff adamantly insist that it's rude and crude to call him a lobbyist. No, no, they bark. The Newt is a visionary. Major corporations, they explain, pay up to $200,000 a year to the corrupt former House Speaker's Policy Center for the sheer privilege of bathing in the soothing enlightenment of Newt's transformative vision. Also, as the man himself constantly reminds everyone, he has a Ph. by God D, so he's Dr. Newt, the certified visionary. Yet, the center's own sales pitch to lure potential corporate clients makes crystal clear that the visionary services he offers entail doing what, excuse the term, lobbyists do. For example, the center brags that Newt has, quote, contacts at the highest levels of government, and that being a paying customer, quote, increases your channels of input to decision makers. One corporate chieftain who hired the well-connected Washington insider for $7,500 a month plus stock options says that Gingrich, quote, made it very clear to us that he does not lobby, but that he could direct us to the right places in Washington. So, Mr. Do Not Call Me a Lobbyist is, in fact, selling his government contacts and peddling his political influence. But he does not lobby. Instead, he directs, makes calls, arranges meetings, opens doors, And, of course, he has visions. This is Jim Hightower saying so. We'll call Newt what he is, a Washington influence peddler.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Thanks for punching in this morning, 35 minutes after the hour. Where to begin? You know, there's a Rick Perry did an ad Jeff, how would you describe it? Is it pro-religion? Is that what you would... how would you describe the ad? Is it... I guess it would be pro-religion, right?
Pro-Christianity.
Pro-Christianity. All right. That I guess that'll do it. But, you know, it deals with, yeah, he says what Barack Obama's war on religion. Well, let's listen to it, and then and I think, yeah, just let's listen to it, and then we'll figure it out.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian. But you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school. As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong. It can make her strong again. I'm Rick Perry, and I approve this message.
Okay. What is Obama's war on religion? I don't understand the reference, so I'm maybe... Jeff, maybe you or someone in the audience can tell me what Obama's war on religion is, because I don't know what it is. I've not heard about it.
I don't know either. Maybe it's a secret war, because I haven't heard about it either. I have no idea. I didn't even know he had declared war on religion.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm confused. I'm very confused. So Rick Perry, as everybody knows, is having a really hard time in the polls. He's kind of lost any grip on reality. He's just not doing well. I mean, at best, he's got, I think, 9% at best. And his ads are not resonating, at least not in a positive way. Now, you know, Jeff, you explained to me that there's a like and dislike feature on YouTube, is the way I understand it. And he's getting more dislikes for ads like this one than he's getting likes, right?
A record amount. See, I think what the story I read is that you can, when you put it on YouTube, and I think, you know, his people put this on YouTube, you can actually disable the likes and dislikes feature for, you know, most YouTube videos have it so that, you know, if you upload your videos and you want to be cute and funny, people are like, and then the more likes you get, the more, you know, people will want to see it because
sure.
It gets put on the front page of YouTube.
I'm with you.
All right. So he put it on there, and he at one point did have like 3,000 likes. So 3,000 people thought, what a good ad this is. On the other hand, though, I think it was somewhere close to 300,000 had disliked it, and that was yesterday afternoon. This morning we came in, and it had gotten a record amount of dislikes to the point where it is now, I think, maybe the most disliked video on YouTube. I'm not sure. It was crazy, and it's already spurned a bunch of parodies that are making fun of how silly the ad, I guess, or how bad they dislike this ad.
Well, Yahoo News recently, within the last, half a dozen hours or so, posted a news story that said Rick Perry wears Brokeback Jacket representing repressed homosexuality in strong ad. Now, this ad that we just played the audio for is titled Strong. That's the title they gave the ad. And according to this article at Yahoo News, Republican presidential contender Rick Perry released a campaign ad this week called Strong, in which he equates national strength with the tenets of the Christian strength. And they go on to say what's in the ad, and then it says, in the ad, Perry is wearing a jacket nearly identical to one worn by actor Heath Ledger in his famous role as a closet homosexual in Brokeback Mountain. Costume designer Merritt Allen had noted that the jackets Ledger wore in the film were chosen to convey the character's repressed homosexuality. Replicas of the jacket Ledger wore to portray Ennis Del Mar has been seen in other venues, including these. And in 2006, the group Outvest auctioned off one of the jackets as a fundraiser for its legacy project for LGBT film preservation. In 2005, the same year Brokeback Mountain was released, a Nabisco commercial for Fig Newtons featured a man wearing the jacket in an ad with a gay motif, according to commercial closet. The man in the jacket and a man in the plaid shirt are watching a man in a tutu on a farm. I don't remember that. The jacket man said that was said to the plain man, "So you're saying he's a fairy?" And the plaid shirt man replies, "Snack fairy." The commercial was described as offensive by Eric Patterson, author of On Brokeback Mountain. According to Examiner, gay actress Ellen DeGeneres gave Heath Ledger a baby gift for his daughter Mathilda in 2006, consisting of a miniature copy of the outfit he wore in the film, including the jacket. So that's what's being made of that. Should we post that to the Facebook page so people can see it?
Oh, we can do that.
All right, let's post that to the Facebook page and just see what kind of reaction we get to that. I look at this stuff, and I don't have a problem with Rick Perry or any presidential candidate coming out with their own personal beliefs. I mean, that's part of why we hire these guys, right? We vote for them because of their personal beliefs, and he certainly has a right to his. I would not never take that right away. But to say that President Obama has got a war on religion, that I don't understand, because it's not based in any facet of truth. I'm not recalling anything where the President of the United States has declared war on religion, and unless I'm not seeing something. I know Fox News is always trying to paint this president as being anti-Christian, but it's just not true. They've never been able to prove that he's anti-Christian in any way, shape, or form. So I just find it very odd. So that's, I don't know, that's that. Now, Ann Coulter, just very quickly, sticking with the gay theme, if you will, she's always, you know, Jeff said to me this morning, "Tony, I really get the impression that the only reason that Ann Coulter stays around is because she continues to make inflammatory comments that are made strictly to keep her around. She only says this stuff to keep her in the news." And I don't know that I disagree with that, Jeff. I think to some level that's 100% true. She loves the shock value of what she says. She was on a talk show in the Dallas market. It's a local show in the Dallas market only. And she was sitting with a host on this program who happens to be a gay Republican. They're not that odd, interestingly enough. They're called log cabin Republicans. He happens to be a log cabin Republican. This is what the exchange went with him and Ann Coulter on his show.
Ann always appears very tough on television, but in person she's very disarming. I get attacked all the time by gay people for, you know, being pro-life, Republican.
Okay, that makes no sense. The gays have got to be pro-life. As soon as they find the gay gene, guess who the liberal yuppies are going to start aborting? I have a chapter on this called No Gay Left Behind. It's why all gays should be Republican.
Okay, what did I not get in that? Jeff, play that. We need to play that again because it deserves a little more, a closer listen.
Ann always appears very tough on television, but in person she's very disarming. I get attacked all the time by gay people for, you know, being pro-life, Republican.
Okay, that makes no sense. The gays have got to be pro-life. As soon as they find the gay gene, guess who the liberal yuppies are going to start aborting? I have a chapter on this called No Gay Left Behind. It's why all gays should be Republican.
As soon as they find the gay gene, the liberals, the liberal elite, going to start aborting. Okay. Maybe Ann's not familiar with this, but the majority, and I, you know, the, statistically this is true, the majority of homosexual people are Democrat. For obvious reasons, the Democrats are much kinder to homosexuals, to the LGBT community, than Republicans ever will be. That's just historically true. I mean, it's a fact. These are, you know, I'm not making this stuff up. So why she says this stuff, Jeff, I think you're right. She just says it to stay as part of the conversation. And didn't we just fall into her little trap? Because what did we just do? We talked about it.
True enough, but...
Fair enough. Well, whatever. We know the truth. I mean, you know, the bottom line is, the gay gene. So now she's, but does that mean she's agreeing that that it's genetic? Because the most conservatives don't believe that genetics have anything to do with homosexuality, that it's a choice.
That's right. If Marcus Backman hears about this, or Bachman, he will be quite upset.
Yeah, well, good old Marcus. All right. Well, interesting stuff. I God bless you, Ann Coulter, wherever you are. She's done an incredible job. This is where I know I've made a mistake somewhere along the way. She is a multimillionaire, and she is nothing but an author. That's all she is an author. She's not an activist. She's an author who has made a career of writing inflammatory and deflammatory information from the hard right and saying it in a way that's as offensive as it can possibly be said under the guise of the First Amendment, which, of course, it falls under the First Amendment. And, you know, shame on me for not having the set of stones that allows me to do that. Now, I recognize that clearly 90%+ of what she writes is false, but she spins it in a way where she actually gets you to believe that she believes this stuff. Pretty crazy. All right, we'll take a break. Much more to get to on the other side. Feel free to join us, by the way, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. Don't forget, like us on Facebook. We'll take the break and be back on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Chris Mihalakis from the United Food and Commercial Workers, wishing you happy holidays.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Jerry Persson, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trubiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trubiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trubiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, reminding the next hour, Roscoe Woods, newly minted president of the American Postal Workers Union here in the Detroit area. Those of you that have not heard, we've got some changes, or do we have some changes coming to the Postal Service? Roscoe will ring in on that and where they come down on that that issue. Our Facebook poll question of the day, by the way, is a simple one based on an article that I read yesterday that I'm going to share with you in just a moment. But the question, as my slow computer here in the studio is loading it, there we go. Should Congress create a law banning call centers for U.S. companies to move their call center operations overseas? So basically, the question the question is simple. Should they create a law that, in essence, will ban call centers from going overseas? Now, I don't know about you, Jeff or Anthony, but if you've ever called a call center and got somebody overseas, it can be very frustrating because you have a hard time understanding them. And I'm not being racist by any stretch of the imagination. It's just reality. Again, perception is our word today. Well, the perception is, and rightfully so. In this case, perception is reality. Normally, if you call a call center, I don't care what it's for, whether it's you're having a problem with your printer or you're calling your bank, you end up at a call center somewhere overseas. And people with very heavy accents who have a very difficult time dialoguing with you. I don't know, Jeff, have you ever had that experience?
Oh, yeah. Comcast, cell phone people.
Okay.
They seem to send you all over the place. I mean, you don't know where your call is going to.
No, you don't. And it does get very frustrating because normally when you're calling somebody, there's a problem. That's what's at issue here. And so you call, you get somebody that doesn't really speak the language, or they may understand you perfectly, but you don't understand them perfectly, which is, again, it's about communication. So the question is, you know, and some companies, some American corporations have begun to move their call center operations back to the United States because it has been a PR problem for them. It's been a PR nightmare. Beyond that, though, it is not, it's created more problems than it's solved. All right, fair enough. So they say, you know, yeah, we're going to move some of this stuff back. Now there is there's an anti-outsourcing bill, which is working its way through Congress, that basically says that you would be banned from relocating your call center somewhere outside of the United States. And it's a bipartisan bill, by the way. Not only will it help create jobs, which of course it will, because the more call center jobs you move back, the more people you hire here. It would help, you know, with, you know, from a public relations standpoint, because a lot of U.S. companies, took a huge PR hit when they started taking these jobs overseas. I don't know if you saw that show that was on NBC last year called Outsource.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. I loved that show.
I did too. I actually liked it, surprisingly liked it, because it really had nothing to do. Well, I mean, you know, even the cultural differences, they didn't really seize on that very much. It was just kind of a funny show.
Yeah, it was. I liked it.
Didn't last long, but it was kind of a funny show.
Yeah, I don't know why. It was a good show.
I thought it was, you know, clever. Anyway, according to this article that I've got in front of me, outsourcing is one of the scourges of our economy. And one of the reasons we are struggling to knock down the unemployment rate and reduce the number of Americans who are out of work, said somebody associated with an unnamed business. We can't prohibit it, but we can certainly discourage it. Although some call center jobs have trickled back into the U.S. in recent years, the long-term trend has shown thousands of American-based consumer service positions being outsourced to India and the Philippines, where workers come considerably cheaper. The Philippines call center industry recently surpassed India's as the largest in the world, according to a report in USA Today. I did not know that. I didn't know the Philippines had stepped up in that way. The call center bill has strong backing from the Communication Workers of America, a union representing 700,000 workers, more than 150,000 of them who are customer service reps. Ron Collins, Communication Workers of America's chief of staff, said the Americans have been losing decent-paying call center jobs so that large corporations can save on labor costs. He praised AT&T for its decision to bring 5,000 customer service jobs back to the U.S. as part of a merger with T-Mobile, which is true. In addition to scuttling any grants or guaranteed loans for a period of 5 years, the U.S. Call Center Worker and Consumer Protection Act would require that companies that are about to offshore call center jobs notify the Labor Department 120 days before they do so. The companies then would be put on a public list. Bishop said the law would apply to businesses in all industries. Such a bill is unlikely to garner strong support from anti-protectionist free trade GOP members of Congress, but the inclusion of the call center rules adds an interesting wrinkle. Given the widespread frustration of customers who end up on long calls with agents overseas, plenty of constituents, Republicans and Democrats alike, would probably appreciate the option of dealing more regularly with customer service reps based in America. And there's no question that's true. All right, let's get a quick call in here before we got to take a break for the top of the hour. And a caller that's becoming a regular this time of the morning, and happy to have him, Dan in Milford, now joins us. Dan, thanks for punching in with us this morning. Happy holidays to you, and what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, Tony. Two quick things. One is my wife worked for to-be-unnamed large tech company in Detroit for many years. And her first frustration was that their help desk for their own internal employees was outsourced to India a number of years ago. And she literally would have to call back three times to get somebody that she could understand when she had a problem with her computer. And then the company, the customer of that company, she worked and supported a call center for a customer that happens to make cars here in the U.S. There's probably a couple of those. You can guess who that might be. And in September, she got notice that her job and support of that call center was going to the Philippines. So, you know, to me, it's they're good jobs. And it's not just the call center agents. There's a whole supporting industry around that call center. And then the second point is my first real job was in a call center for a bank supporting a credit card program. 18 to 24-year-olds, as you know, are probably the highest underemployed, unemployed segment in the economy today. Those are great jobs for kids right out of school.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, and I don't think that, and Dan, we got to take a break from the top of the hour, but I don't think that these jobs are, you know, anti-protectionist. I just think that, you know, they're decent jobs that can be well managed here, and they need to. And I have no problem with them creating a law that would mandate they have to stay here. I have no problem with it at all.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. A quick break for the top of the hour. Russ coming up with traffic and weather. You're going to want to pay attention to that. CNN with headline news. Be careful. Drive safely, everyone. I'm Tony Trupiano. Two more hours of First Shift to go. Don't you go anywhere.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're still looking at some issues out there on I-94 around Michigan Avenue. Lots of spin on accidents. 696 westbound before the 96-2 Saturday 500 change. We have an accident there on the right shoulder. Also, an accident on the ramp as well. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. No showers this morning. Cloudy, a high near 34. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers. Still a low right around 20. And then on Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 30. Right now it's snowing and 31 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour, ballistics tests now confirm that a Virginia Tech police officer and his apparent attacker were both killed yesterday by the same gun. CNN's Athena Jones reports the campus was better prepared than it was in 2007 when a gunman killed 33 people.
Alerts went out over text, over email. There were postings to the school's homepage. There were tweets. And so everyone on campus was kept abreast of the situation and all of the developments through the course of the day. And we were all following it. So they handled it much better than 4.5 years ago.
Some Occupy Boston protesters camped out in a downtown city square were still there early this morning, even though a midnight deadline had passed for them to leave. A judge has ruled that their First Amendment rights don't extend to seizing the public space. The protesters have been in the square since late September. A majority of European leaders agreed early today to a new deal to try to resolve the continent's debt crisis. European Council member Richard Corbett says Britain and three other countries would not go along, but none of them actually uses the euro as their currency anyway.
The key thing is that the eurozone countries themselves are taking and have agreed a set of measures to help stabilize the euro in the longer term.
The countries opting out of the agreement don't like the provision that would put the fiscal policies of member countries under centralized control. Republican presidential candidates are getting ready for their first debate since Herman Cain suspended his campaign. They're meeting tomorrow in Iowa. Yahoo News political reporter Chris Moody thinks Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich finally may go toe-to-toe.
Look to see if Newt Gingrich hits back. Gingrich has kept kind of quiet about attacking him, but expect the media tomorrow night to try to push them and get them to fight each other. And it's going to be a question of will they bite that hook.
Former baseball star Barry Bonds' sentencing is scheduled for next week, and we've learned that prosecutors want him to serve 15 months in prison for his obstruction of justice conviction. He was convicted of interfering with an investigation into steroid use in Major League Baseball. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 30% on select Christmas decorations, including the Martha Stewart Living Collection. So if there are some places in your home that could be a little warmer and maybe a little more festive, you can go ahead and spread the red and green everywhere without spending a lot of green. Because right now, Christmas decorations are up to 30% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
What the European Union needed from its big summit meeting today was a home run. What it has so far is a double and some clever base running. Time will tell if that's enough. 23 of the 27 European Union member nations have agreed on changes to the treaty, which include strict new rules on fiscal discipline. It includes all the countries that rely on the single currency. But four countries have not signed on. Market analysts say unanimity would have created far more confidence in Europe's future. Asian markets tumbled afterward. Japan's economic growth is slowing, but European indexes are modestly higher after the treaty deal. S&P futures gaining almost 1%, 12 points. NASDAQ futures up 20, Dow futures up 106. Nokia, remember Nokia? It's trying to catch up to the cell phone universe it once dominated but has now passed it by. T-Mobile is set to unveil next week a new phone for the U.S. market, the Nokia Lumia smartphone. It works using Windows mobile software. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Saving 15% or more may be okay for some people, but for those of you over 50, you've earned better than that. The simple truth is that if you are older than 50, you are probably paying more for your auto insurance than before, not less. That's why AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, negotiated a special auto insurance program specifically designed to deliver lower rates for you. AMAC members who switched are saving hundreds on their auto insurance. That's the kind of special benefit maturity should earn, not hidden penalties. Over 200,000 AMAC members agree that AMAC is better. Better for you, better for America. Call today. Find out how much you could save by joining AMAC. Let the others settle for 15% on auto insurance. Get the discount you've earned and enjoy other benefits exclusive to AMAC members. Call 800-303-0661 and switch your current policy today. Call 800-303-0661. That's 800-303-0661. AMAC. Better for you, better for America.
The Home Depot has great holiday gifts for every doer on your list. And big savings on some of the best names in the tool bag. Like an 18-volt OnePlus Ryobi starter kit for just $89. That's $150 value for a drill, circular saw, two batteries, and a charger. Make someone's Christmas morning and weekends to come with a Ryobi starter combo kit just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome indeed, folks. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday program, I'm going to ask you to be nice and careful out there today. Leave a few minutes early if you've got to be on the roads. You just want to be a little careful. I think that they've got it under control out there. But as we're listening to traffic and weather with Russ working our way through the morning, we know that there are some spots that are, well, let's just say a little bit more interesting to navigate than others. So just be a little careful this morning. In this hour, we're going to take some time a little bit later on, 7:50, to visit with Occupy Detroit, as we do every day. But as promised, and we've been talking about this the last few days, we're going to talk about the Postal Service once again. And there's reason to do it. We saw earlier this week that there's a proposal to, in fact, one of our listeners was nice enough to walk me through his understanding of what they were trying to do, but they were going to reduce the amount of people that are processing mail and therefore, you know, cutting down processing centers, closing processing centers, and delaying the mail by a day or two. That, again, the proposal to cut mail service by an extra day, therefore only having 5 days a week of mail service, the proposal is out there. The bottom line, and we need to ask ourselves, is the Postal Service in financial distress? And if they are, why are they? And is it solvable? Well, to help us work through that is my next guest. Joining me now is the newly minted president of the American Postal Workers Union 480-481, Roscoe Woods. He is no stranger to this audience or to this program. He's been on with us a few times in the past. And Roscoe, congratulations on your recent electoral victory. And, you know, we got a lot to get to today. How you been, my friend?
I'm good, Tony. Thanks for the congrats and a happy holidays to all your listeners from the hardworking men and women of the 480-481 area local.
Then we appreciate that. You know, let's take a look, Roscoe, if we can, at some of what's out there. And obviously, there's a lot of pressure. First of all, the financial distress that the Postal Service is under, is it as stark as the other side would lead us to believe it is?
Well, those deficits are good, but I think one of the questions you asked is the best question to ask is how did we get here? And I'd answer you, no, it's not as bad as it seems because a simple accounting change in how the post office funds its retiree benefits would put us right on the path to profitability. I think the best example is the recent quarter, the recent fiscal quarter we just came out of. And I did some checking. We actually made about $100 million, and that was a direct result of the Postal Service being able to defray until later this month payment into one of our retirement accounts. So clearly, we're showing that if this legislation that was passed in 2006 could be corrected, the Postal Service would begin to make money. And in fact, if you go backwards to 2006 through today, realistically, had we not had these mandates that no other government agency has thrust upon us by Congress, we probably would have made money in one of the worst economic situations this country's ever experienced.
All right, so when we take a look at that and then we juxtapose that, Roscoe, against what we're hearing this week that, you know, closing processing centers, delaying first-class mail by a day or two, and then, of course, eliminating a day's worth of postal delivery is probably an overreaction, in your opinion, to quote-unquote solving this this fiscal distress.
It not only is it an overreaction, it's an inappropriate reaction to take any measures that would devastate service to our customers, that would most certainly eliminating all those processing centers from those communities would do further damage to the beyond the national, those local economies. And once you start cutting service, you start driving your customers away. And I think, to use a term I've heard my president at the national level use, it would begin a death spiral of this industry and a multi-billion dollar industry that is responsible for billions of jobs nationwide.
Well, you know, you've been on the show before. You talked about some legislation that would have been both helpful and harmful to the Postal Service. What's happened with that legislation?
Well, interesting. Darrell Issa, a congressman out of California, he sponsored this. He's put together this 2309, this House resolution, that basically addresses every wrong approach without even beginning to address the fundamental financial issues that we're facing. And that, I think that legislation has one co-sponsor, and then there's a House Resolution 1351 that would correct the accounting, that would correct the accounting issue, and immediately begin to bring profitability, or at least bring stability back to the finances of this company. That's got over 200 plus co-sponsors, which I'd like to say every Democrat in the state of Michigan sponsored it, and that can't even get out of committee. So you've got these competing pieces of legislation, one that takes a realistic, pragmatic approach to the financial issue we're facing, and the other that plays to all the fear out there that, oh, we've got to destroy the Postal Service to save it. And that's basically what Darrell Issa wants to do. He's trying to sell that load that we have to destroy the company to save it.
Well, you know, and Roscoe, basically that's the difference between, you know, having the majority in the House and not having it.
You're right, Tony. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, if the other bill with 200 and some co-sponsors, if the Democrats held the House, that would be probably out of committee, probably would be law by now.
I would hope so.
Well, you know, I guess the good news is the ISA-sponsored bill is sitting somewhere collecting dust at this point. Is that true?
Yeah, it's just what you are. I think there's definitely the conventional wisdom is while the House may pass something that bad, it would never get through the Senate, so they're not in any hurry to lose.
At the same time, though, this does create a problem, even if the perception is that there is a... I mean, you just said, hey, by correcting this and you drew a correlation between what's happening, the reality, you know, if you correct the accounting part of this, that, you know, yeah, we're absolutely profitable. Yet at the same time, Roscoe Woods, if we do nothing, then it actually hurts the Postal Service because you're held to a standard that you can't maintain.
Right. We are held to a borrowing limit with respect to managing our finances. And if the Postal Service, if Congress does nothing, we're going to hit that limit. And the Postmaster General's come right out and said that he's not certain he can pay the bills at that point, or he's just pretty much going to stop paying the bills, which who knows what will happen then. I mean, it's very frustrating for folks like me who represent, you know, a lot of folks in these unions who see a clear path to solving the problems, you know, and Congress just keeps getting in our way. I mean, we have funded our retiree benefits, you know, I guess the, excuse me for a second, I'm trying to gather my thoughts. We have funded the retiree benefits for postal employees who haven't even been born yet. We have overfunded these accounts to the tune of $50 billion. No other federal agency has to do it. And then all that money, which is not getting a lot of, you know, I don't see anybody on the news talking about this other than you guys, other than your show, that all that money goes into a general retiree account. It's not set aside for just postal workers. That money goes into the general operating budget of the Office of Personnel Management, and that money is used to pay for all federal employee retirement benefits. So basically, back in 2006, the Republicans of Congress and some Democrats saw an opportunity to kind of pay down our deficit at a national level by destroying the United States Postal Service. And it's ridiculous that they would do that to the American people.
You're right. Let's take a phone call here. Roscoe, once again, my guest, president of the American Postal Workers Union, 480-481. And we welcome Anita to the show. Anita in Royal Oak. Welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind, Anita?
Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know,
good morning.
As I listen to the conversation, I'm just feeling very frustrated, again, because we have a situation where Democrats, when they had the House and the Senate, could have chosen to be proactive and take some action that they knew on a terrible situation was going to eventually come home to roost. And they, you know, and these are the types of situations that don't get addressed again until we no longer have the power to do anything about it. And I'm just really frustrated. But it keeps cropping up over and over. Horrible legislation done a few years ago or a decade ago or whatever comes home to roost. And when we have the power to do something about it, we don't.
Well, Anita, I don't think you're going to get an argument out of Roscoe or myself for that matter.
Yeah, Anita, I wonder if it was the United States Postal Bank of America, if Congress may not have taken some measures to save the billions of jobs associated with it by now.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Anita, first of all, thank you for your call. Secondly, you know, we can look at what Nancy Pelosi did in those first 2 years. And Roscoe, I think you and I would agree on this. We take a look at what Nancy Pelosi did in those first 2 years. A lot of wasted opportunities. We can't go back and correct that, unfortunately.
And no, we can't.
And we have to deal with our reality. In the meantime, Roscoe, you know that we're here for you. As you need to get any information out about this, you know, all you have to do is give us a call and we're there.
Oh, thank you, Tony. And I'm just, your listeners, if you want to help and you want to save your postal service, you need to get on the phone. You need to call your congressman. There's House Resolution 1351 that will you'll see a change in the financials of this company the minute that's passed. Senator Bernie Sanders has a Senate Resolution 1853, which is a fantastic piece of legislation that addresses the core problems this postal service has. And both of those resolutions do something that none of the other resolutions do. It goes after the main causes of the deficit and then provides oversight as the Postal Service takes on the reality of a downturn in first class volume. First correct the financials, then deal with the infrastructure. And to close half of the processing facilities in this country is ridiculous. You know, in Michigan, we would see the loss of jobs or the displacement of people out of communities from landscape.
Yeah. Roscoe, we're just out of time, my friend. Happy holidays to you, and we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, Tony, take care.
You bet. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Jeff, producer of this fine radio program you're listening to right now. I want to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season, and thanks for listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We're looking at some delays out there on the freeways right now. 75 southbound around 12 mile down through the 696 interchange. You'll find some slowdowns. 94 westbound at Michigan Avenue. You're going to find that a little bit slow as well. Some very slippery travel out there. Lots of spin out accidents. I'm Ross with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, cloudy, some snow showers, a high near 34 tonight. Still a chance for snow showers, mostly cloudy, a low in the lower 20s. Saturday, partly sunny, a high right around 30 degrees. Right now it's snowing and 31 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
The Home Depot has great holiday gifts for every doer on your list and big savings on some of the best names in the tool bag, like an 18-volt OnePlus Ryobi starter kit for just $89. That's a $150 value for a drill, circular saw, two batteries, and a charger. Make someone's Christmas morning and weekends to come with a Ryobi starter combo kit just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Recently on First Shift,
David Hecker, who is president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan,
about the American Jobs Act. The Republicans will stand up and vote no, but what I'd love them to stand up and say is, I vote no because I think there should be 54 kids in a kindergarten class. I vote no because I don't care that the response time of police officers and firefighters have skyrocketed because of layoffs, because that is the only reason someone would have to vote no, is that they just don't care.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
A gift of love from Western Union.
To my niece, who has her own special way of looking at things, it's money for a new digital camera. To me, it's being able to see the world through her eyes.
This holiday, be there for the ones you love with Western Union. Send $50 across town or anywhere within the U.S. for just $5. It's perfect for everyone on your list. Up to $50 for $5, fast, at participating agent locations. Western Union, moving money for better.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
And welcome back. We're open lines till 7:50. So give us a call, 888-552-3595. I want to thank Roscoe Woods and congratulate him once again on his election to the presidency of APWU Local 480-81. Just a great guy. We've had him in studio. We've had him on the show quite a few times now. And he's the kind of progressive union leader that the future holds for us, which is really good news, by the way. I mean, it is really good news. A lot of respect for Roscoe. I truly do. Hardworking guy, obviously. And his predecessor, Larry Miller, the same. Hold them both in high regard. Anyway, we're open line, so if there's something on your mind, feel free to give us a call. There is a retroactive bill working its way through the House. It would be HB 5187, and it would deal just with Oakland County and the way that they do redistricting, because the Republicans didn't like the way the redistricting, which has been done the same way for decades in Oakland County, was done this time. So they figured, well, since we have control of the House, let's go ahead and change it while we have it. This Republican Party is using legislation in a punitive way. That's what's really bothering me. And this was the discovery. This was the epiphany I had yesterday, that the Republican Party is using legislation in a punitive way. And I don't know that that legislation was meant to be used in a punitive way. Do you understand what I mean by that? Do you get why that's dangerous? And it is dangerous. There's no question that is true. I get very, very concerned about the future of this great state when I look at what the Republicans are trying to do, and this in Oakland County. In fact, we'll have Frank Houston on, who is the president of the Oakland County Democratic Party, next week to talk about this very issue. Just crazy stuff. It's crazy stuff. All right, some other stuff that we're taking a look at from a local angle. Turquia Mullen, we have not forgotten about her. And, in fact, those of you that hang out somewhere near the Facebook page know that I've been posting on a regular basis anything that has to deal with the Severance Gate story, whether it's FBI probe, whether it's stuff on Fecano, people that are involved with contracts that are being taken away from them, etc. We have been staying on top of that and posting that stuff. Yesterday, Turquia Mullen decided that, her way of getting back was to sue to, and I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this, to sue to get her job back. Seriously, she is looking to sue the county to get her job back, which is an interesting, legal hurdle to try to jump. I mean, really interesting stuff. It's obviously it's not going to be successful. It's just not. But anyway, we're gonna come back to this in just a moment. I want to get to the phones. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Lucinda in Oak Park to First Shift. Happy holidays to you, Lucinda. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank you, Donnie, for covering the postal issue, office issue. And I did want to just say that there was one sentence you said about what Nancy Pelosi did, but it didn't specify what Nancy Pelosi did. And if I'm following politics, I think what you're meaning is that she passed a lot of, in the House, passed a lot of good legislation, but it died in the Senate. And I just didn't want to leave the impression hanging that somehow, Nancy Pelosi didn't wasn't concerned about things that we were trying to get done when we had the power.
No, but I will say that I don't know that in there was so much, as you know, there was so much we were looking to pass in that first 2 years, knowing how long we were going to be able to hold on to that the nice majority that we had in both the House and the Senate. And unfortunately, there was a lot of legislation that we spent a lot of time on health care reform.
Right.
And let's be honest about it, Lucinda. For a lot of us, what was passed as health care reform wasn't nearly what we were hoping to get.
Oh, sure. But I think if you look at the record of what the House passed, it was much more in the direction that progressives wanted.
Well, here, let me make it. I'll give you a really great statistic because I love this, and most people are blown away when they hear it, but it's the absolute truth. During the first 2 years of President Obama's presidency, they passed more legislation than George Bush did in the 8 years he was president.
Right.
I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing, Lucinda. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's progress.
I agree. And now we just have to get the Senate to change its rules so that we can, when we do have that, if we could get the House back, we could actually have legislation in a lot of areas, especially labor-related areas that didn't get dealt with.
Obviously, you and I are going to agree on that. Thank you so much for the call, and have a beautiful
holiday. Thank you for your show.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, let's take a quick listen to a report on Channel 7, Turquia Mullen suing for her job back.
Well, Michael, Turquia Mullen's attorney is calling this her first lawsuit against the Wayne County Airport Authority, perhaps a hint that there's more to come. In this lawsuit, though, Mullen is claiming the board violated her rights. Mullen's tenure as CEO of Metro Airport was short-lived and controversial after we exposed the $200,000 severance payout she received when she voluntarily resigned her job as economic development chief for Wayne County. Mullen's attorney, Raymond Sterling, says Mullen's rights and the rights of the public were violated when the board illegally convened a closed session to decide whether she should keep her job. After that closed session, the airport authority fired Mullen. The lawsuit seeks to invalidate the board's decision. Mullen is asking for back pay, court costs, and attorney fees. An airport spokesman is telling me they have not been served with this lawsuit yet, and they usually can't comment on litigation. I'm Heather Cataldo, 7 Action News.
All right, and then I agree with that. That'll be the first of what I'm sure will be a handful of lawsuits. Don't know how many. But, you know, she's going to try to get her pound of flesh. There's no question about it. Where she needs to be careful, and of course, I don't know, you know, I'm sure she feels confident that the FBI isn't going to find anything about her specifically that will lead to any kind of charges, but she needs to be careful at some level that she doesn't leave herself up into lawsuits herself. But that's fine. I mean, that's her deal. I don't know how many of you, and, you know, I've put a lot of considerable thought to this. How many of you have looked at this Turquia Mullen deal to begin with, that she was given this job without seemingly being qualified? And I'm just being honest with the way I've seen it. No experience, and I never saw the other candidates' credentials. Nobody did. Nobody in the public. But she doesn't seem to have the credentials to do the job. Although we understand her track record in the state, you know, somebody that is doing exceptionally well at economic development, although we now have reason to believe that she misrepresented her record in economic development, she seemingly was doing well. Do you really want to replace that person? Now, she may want to move on, and so be it. And do you ask yourself the question? I'm just saying, do you ask yourself the question, is it better to let her go, find another job, or to try to keep her in a different capacity? Don't know if that's what she was asking or not. All right, let's take a quick break here. Again, we're open lines. Feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. A little more on the Turquia Mullen lawsuit on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe hung.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Looking at some stop-and-go traffic on southbound 75 from 14 Mile down through 8 Mile, 696 westbound between Cousins and 75. That is backed up as well. We do have an accident still, not ever westbound, before Michigan Avenue. I'm Russ with traffic.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, cloudy, snow showers as well, a high in the lower 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 20, a slight chance for a snow shower in there as well. And then partly sunny, a high near 30 degrees tomorrow. Light snow and 31 degrees right now at Detroit City Airport.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Union-represented podiatrists are fighting for fairness in the way they're paid for podiatric care. It's an issue that impacts access to podiatric care for working people who often work physical jobs and therefore need more foot care. OPEIU Guild 45 President Dr. John Mariachi.
The OPEIU, we were the first ones that started independent union or guild to represent physicians. And I believe that the clout and the legislative exposure of having a union behind us gives us some strength and ability to get our thoughts to the table.
OPEIU podiatrists want equal treatment and respect when it comes to the way the managed care health system treats them. OPEIU supports proposed legislation in Congress that would make it easier for low-income people to get foot care under Medicaid. OPEIU President Mike Goodwin says the bill, H.R. 3364, would also save the government money through preventative care. Americans United for Change has launched the Romney Gecko 2012 presidential ticket with a video called Morning on Wall Street. Spokesperson Lauren Wiener.
Romney has a long history of job killing in the private sector, and we think that that needs a lot of attention, and so we're going to try to do that with this campaign.
You can check out the Greed is Good Romney Gecko ticket at romneygecko.com.
And under the leadership of Mitt Romney and Gordon Gekko, the 1% will be richer, stronger, and better off. Even if the rest of us are unemployed, homeless, and hungry. It's morning again on Wall Street.
The Obama administration is the first to use federal spending to apply affirmative action to help workers with disabilities. Jesse Russell has more.
The Obama administration is seeking to increase the number of disabled people receiving jobs through federal contracts. The unemployment rate for disabled workers is substantially higher than the national average at 13%. The goal of the new administration rule would be to see disabled workers accounting for 7% of the employees hired by federal contractors. This would be the first time an administration has used federal spending to apply affirmative action for individuals with disabilities. The rule would place specific requirements on contractors that would encourage an increased hiring of workers with disabilities. However, the rule does not require contractors meet quotas. Before the rule is approved, it will be open for public comment for 60 days. Depending on the results of those comments, it could be activated as early as February.
This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO and by Ulico, the Union Labor Life Insurance Company. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back to 35 minutes after the hour. Tony Trupiano with you. Thanks for punching in on this Friday morning. Again, to finish our thoughts on the Turkey-Mullen case, Tom Waite from Channel 7 News has a breakdown of exactly what's going down as we speak.
7 Action News reporter Tom Waite is live downtown. Tom, you talked to an employment attorney about this case and what they have to say.
Yeah, Kelly, we talked to one tonight, and I can tell you one thing. This attorney is pretty certain that Mullen will not be working again as the CEO of the airport. But the bottom line is, this case is complicated, and it's a big mess. Fired from her job as airport CEO, Turkiya Mullen is fighting back. In a lawsuit filed today, her attorney claims the Airport Authority Board violated the law when they terminated Mullen back in October after a closed-door meeting.
But you can't just go behind closed doors and smear someone the way they did here.
But high-profile employment attorney Deborah Gordon says it might not be that simple.
If you look at the transcript that's attached to the complaint, she was terminated in an open meeting. They brought up a resolution, they voted on the resolution, and she was terminated in the open part of the meeting. Here's the question. Before that happened, apparently the board went into a closed session. We don't know what they said, and we don't know what the minutes are. It's very unclear whether she has a good claim or she doesn't.
Mullen's attorney says his client would even take her job back.
I can't even remotely imagine that the Fecano appointees to the Airport Authority Board are going to say, come on back. That's not going to happen. That's not politically expedient.
Mullen was let go after the Action News investigators uncovered a $200,000 severance payout Mullen accepted when she voluntarily left her job as Wayne County's Economic Development Director to work for the airport. And here's the other issue going on right now. Mullen's attorney says he's going to take this to arbitration as well because he says Mullen is owed more than $700,000 in back pay as part of her contract because she was wrongly terminated. We'll keep you posted on the details of this case. Reporting live downtown, I'm Tom White, 7 Action News.
Yeah, this is going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly. I think it's just clear that you start where, you know, she's owed and, you know, the question is, you know, did she misrepresent her credentials? There's a lot more to this than just her side of the story, of course, and we will be keeping an eye on this moving forward. Another story that kind of jumped out and slapped me in the face yesterday, and I mean that starkly. State Treasurer Andy Dillon, excuse me. State Treasurer Andy Dillon. Jeff, take over a second.
State Treasurer Andy Dillon, is this the story that you posted on
Facebook? Yeah, I think we're good now. Yeah, yes, it is the story we posted on Facebook. Let me address what's going on. Since I quit smoking, which I have now, it's been over two weeks, I'm having some issues, you know, getting all that crud out of my system after 30-something-odd years of smoking. So every now and then, that frog jumps up in my throat and we got to chase it around. I'm trying to be as gentle about that as possible, but I'm okay now. State Treasurer Andy Dillon has said that he agrees that there are problems with the Emergency Financial Manager Law or Public Act 4. The problem, Jeff, and as I told you this morning, I just think it's this is just dastardly what they're doing. As Michigan Forward is just about to certify enough signatures to remove Public Act 4 from its active stance, the state may change the law entirely, making their efforts moot. And I just think that that's just, I can't, FCC requires that I cannot say the words I want to say right now. It's wrong. Dead wrong. To be so close to victory. And the legislature, all they have to do is fashion another piece of legislation and pass it, which they have the votes to do. Think about that a second. That's wrong, man. That's just dead wrong. Blows my mind. When I read that story yesterday, and trust me, the Michigan Forward people, Brandon Jessup, and the people that have been working hard to repeal Public Act 4 are none too happy with that announcement yesterday. Basically, what the treasurer said is, we understand that we control the process. And they do. Sadly, they do. So all we have to do is turn around and place new legislation. Okay, I got to calm down. I'm telling you, this is just wrong. It's absolutely wrong. All right, switch topics. And this is interesting. You know, God bless Jeff. He likes to find these stories, that these little exposés that are out there. Roy Roberts, who is the emergency financial manager for the Detroit school system, has got a pretty good job financially, although he did take a 10% pay cut. I want to mention that up front. He still is making a pretty good income, not to mention the fact that he's got a nice pension from General Motors coming his way, which he earned. I'm not taking that away from him. I'm just saying, you know, the reality is this guy's doing really well financially. How well? Well, according to Channel 7, Roy Roberts, some of the perks, including a security detail, are something that few, if any, people get. Let's listen.
Detroit Public Schools emergency manager says school safety is his top priority, but is he sending the wrong message by the way he's using his own security detail? 7 Action News investigator Ross Jones has new information about a little known but costly district perk.
Roy Roberts says this is the most important job of his life, and it's not easy work. But as DPS students struggle to feel safe in their classrooms, why is Roberts spending so much district money just to protect himself?
Since joining Detroit Public Schools in May, emergency manager Roy Roberts has made bringing down the district's massive deficit one of his top priorities. But for many parents and students, the numbers that most concern them aren't found on a balance sheet. Last year alone, according to DPS data, students endured almost 600 cases of bullying, more than 300 assaults, about 50 weapons incidents, 30 cases of criminal sexual conduct, 9 bomb threats, and a drive-by shooting.
We know that kids cannot learn if they are not in a safe environment.
Roberts has made strides in bringing down crime inside Detroit schools. His office says that crime during the first 2 weeks of school was down almost 40% this year. But it's still a daily struggle for teachers and for students.
Do you feel like your kids are safe going to school?
No, I don't. I don't.
This mother of two Detroit students says she can't send her sons to school without worrying about their safety. Her one son, Troy, was bullied for his size, she says, and her special needs son, Felton, was assaulted in a school bathroom.
Why is my special needs child even being touched by another student? He hasn't been to school because I'm scared for him.
But Roy Roberts hasn't had to worry about feeling safe. Since May, when he started at DPS, he's had 2 full-time district police officers assigned to protect just him. That's them getting into the $40,000 Chevy Tahoe purchased to chauffeur Roberts around town. And records we've obtained show that protection is costing the district a small fortune in overtime.
Whenever I think I need help, I take help.
And he's taken a lot. For the first 8 months of the year, district police officers racked up more than $80,000 just in overtime to protect Roberts and his predecessor, Robert Bob.
Bob left the district earlier this year. Robert's two guards routinely work long nights that sometimes stretch into the next morning. They even provide weekend protection. On a Saturday in October, one guard's day started at 7 a.m. and didn't end until 12 hours later. He wasn't alone. Robert's second security guard was working that Saturday, too. He didn't leave until 12:30 the next morning, logging almost 17 hours of overtime. On a weekend in June, records show one guard worked without sleep, 62 straight hours to protect Roberts from 6 a.m. June 1st to 8 p.m. on June 3rd. The records don't show where Roberts and his security traveled that weekend, but we've learned his officers are often with him at church on Sundays.
How do you get money to pay for around-the-clock security guards when they don't even have tissue? If you got the money to pay them, you got the money to place these kids in right settings.
We contacted school chiefs in Boston, Columbus, Phoenix, Baltimore, and Memphis to ask about their security detail, but none of them have one.
I'm really not going to waste much time on the peanuts. I got to worry about the big dollars.
Roberts is making no apologies tonight, saying other DPS superintendents have had security provided to them, and he should be no different.
For the last 20 years, every superintendent have had drivers and protection. And I don't know anybody who would take this job that didn't have that.
But for parents worried about their children's safety at school, dollars spent protecting Roberts just can't be justified.
What's the purpose for a security guard? You protecting yourself from some danger out here? Because these kids is more in danger than anybody.
Now, Roberts says he's considering changing those guards' positions from hourly to salary to clamp down on their overtime costs.
Okay, does that really solve the problem, hourly to salary? You know, Jeff, first of all, thanks for this find. I think it's an important discussion to have. And this isn't just purely about money, it's about fairness. If I don't feel like my child is safe in school, then I understand that mother's concern. And these are legitimate concerns. This, you know, that it goes back to the bullying issue. It goes back to, you know, there being repercussions for that. But to think that, you know, over $80,000 in overtime alone, that's on top of their regular pay. So that's significant. We're talking about a significant income. Does he need security at church? I don't know that he does. Why does he feel, I mean, that he's that important? Does he feel that threatened? You know, I guess I'm wondering where he goes to church where he feels he needs a security guard.
Or he goes on vacation for a weekend and the security guards go with him. Basically a vacation for all of them, right? And
well, yeah. You know, the one where they said that, you know, 62 hours straight. What the hell is that all about?
Yeah, without any sleep. No, they were sleeping, but they were getting paid for it is what the deal was.
Yeah, there's something seriously wrong with this picture. I hope that somebody takes this story and does something more with it. All right, when we come back, we will occupy Detroit. Our Occupy Detroit will occupy First Shift one more time this week. If you want to stay with us, and hey, Joe DeSano coming up at 8:05. Looking forward to that. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Happy season, Lord. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift, and I'm giving a happy holidays to all the listeners out there. Thanks for the support.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work.
One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Joining us now is Cheryl Witten, the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. These children are on the free and reduced lunch program during the school week, but no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Friday? So came up with the very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food to take home with them on Friday, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled.
All right, so if I contact blessingsinabackpackmi.org, how do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and then we as the Michigan Board will determine where the greatest need is.
Blessings in a Backpack, mi.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this Friday program. I got to tell you, there's a lot going on. We're gonna check in with Occupy Detroit here in just a second. Interestingly, I just to finish a thought from that last segment, and Roy Roberts, this whole emergency financial manager stuff is crazy enough as it is, but this is all about saving money, and all this guy does is really waste dollars. How can, in good conscience, how can anybody allow this? I really hope that there's somebody in the Detroit public school system that's going after this guy. All right, let's set our attention where it needs to be. Luciano Sabgash joins us now from Occupy Detroit. And Luciano, first of all, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning. Of course, we love what's happening with Occupy Detroit and lots of good stuff going on. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Tony?
Good, and happy holidays to you, by the way.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. All right. Let's go to work here. I've got it to. We spoke yesterday, and I think it certainly bears repeating. As everybody said, what's the Occupy movement about? You know, you heard all that stuff, Luciano. You know, all they're doing is they've got their hand out, and this is about corporate welfare, and it's about government welfare. And, of course, it's not about any of that. It's about the small guy wanting just what's rightfully theirs. It's about those of us, people like you and I, Luciano, that says, you know what, if I work for something, I should have access to something, right? I mean, that's not that complicated.
Yeah, it's not complicated at all. Specific issues might be more complicated, but the idea of preserving the American dream and everyone having a chance to own a home and raise a family and have health care and to have some type of security, not so much like become millionaires, but have an opportunity for fairness is what we're really fighting for and all the issues involved in that. It's very easy to label the movement as a group of people trying to fight the man, quote unquote.
Right.
It's more about fighting for the little guy and banding together as a community and speaking out about issues that affect everyone.
Well, you know, and you put that perfectly. I like the way that you put that. And you know, it's interesting because let's stick with the financial part of it for just a moment. You know, I think back, and I'm 50 years old now, you know, and Luciano, I think back to a time where I wanted to be the multimillionaire and wanted the big, you know, the big mansion on the hill, whatever it was, you know, in the gated community. And I don't know why I wanted that, because that's not what I want today. What I want today is what I think most people want. What the 99% wants is to just not worry about when I get up in the morning, if I can pay my bills, if I can take care of my family, maybe take a vacation. You know, simple stuff. This is, you know, again, not complicated. Nobody's looking to complicate anything. In fact, we're looking to simplify things is what we're looking to do.
Yes, we have an overly complicated financial system. I mean, can the average person explain derivatives?
Mm-mm.
You know, Wall Street's really muddled things up. I'm learning a lot about foreclosure, and it's very complicated, and they really keep the process out of the minds and eyes of the average person.
Well, you got to wonder when they're hiding something, why they're hiding it, or when they tell you, you know, the three words that we should all be concerned with, just trust us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we know that there's a problem.
And the idea of being a whistleblower within the system isn't so comfortable for most people, because they know that they have no job security. They cannot fight for what's right because they have no fallback plan. They can't leave one industry or leave a company that's not doing something they're ethically okay with, because they know they can find another job elsewhere. We really have a lot of people cornered into doing work they have ethical, personal, religious, even bias against, and they do not want to be part of the system, but they're desperate for work and the ability to have a roof over their head and food and to raise a family.
Yeah, but Luciana, wouldn't you say, and I think it's a fair statement to say that, you know, again, as we, especially as we have become a bigger community, as we've become to define, maybe not even define, as we've just gathered together, the whole process of the Occupy movement itself, that all of a sudden we found friends and neighbors that we never realized we had. We found a commonality that was simply based in this idea of fairness, that it had absolutely nothing to do with wanting to take away from what somebody else had at all, but it had to do with, you know, just fairness about getting paid, you know, what was a fair wage to be, you know, to get what we had fought for, or that we had worked for, more appropriately than fought for. That, you know, really, that this is just about honoring a promise that was made when we took a job, and that we show up to work, and that, you know, when the economy fell apart, when the government started to fail us, you know, we didn't walk away from it; it walked away from us.
Absolutely, it's a lot of data reaffirms that the average American works more hours for less pay every year that goes by. We have the average worker here is, if not more productive than that of other societies, especially within the engineering field. We work harder, but our quality of living as an American society has been decreasing steadily for 30 years.
Yeah, well, that's sad enough. Listen, tell me a little bit about something called the teach-in. I understand there's a teach-in planned.
Yes, there's a teach-in plan, the next teach-in. We just had our previous teach-in this past Tuesday, December 6th at Wayne State, and it was a teach-in, Occupy Detroit, the U.S. and the World. It was a full day of events from 11 to about 4 p.m. There were speakers and discussion panels. Our next teach-in is planned at the Spirit of Hope Church at MLK in Trumbull from 3 to 8 p.m. There'll be workshops and discussion. There's also going to be a craft sale you can get a table at the craft sale for $20. The proceeds go to the Spirit of Hope Farm. They have a community garden there. It's being organized by our education working group.
Oh, that's just amazing. You know, again, every time I talk to somebody with the Occupy movement, I learn more about what they're doing, because this isn't really just about, and it is about one person. That's the crazy thing about this movement. It's not just about one person, and it is about one person. If you show up and you have an idea, and you want to explore that idea, you want to grow an idea, the perfect place to show up is at the Occupy Detroit General Assembly. It's an amazing, freeing opportunity for somebody, Luciana.
It is. I've been so wonderfully amazed at how often I'll talk to a bunch of different people through the week, and I'll ask them what they will be discussing, different things we could be working on, or different issues, or things we're concerned with, and people who never talk will be in a very similar mindset and have the same concerns. But the fear of going before a group of people and being like, I have this idea, trust me, there's someone in the room that agrees with you, and you just need to get, the only way you can find each other is sometimes to stand up and say, I want some help with this, or I want to work on this, or this is a problem I like to tackle, and there will be other people who agree with you. You can let that doubt go and trust in the solidarity within the room.
Yeah, and six months...
I can't believe how often it happens.
Yeah, and 6 months ago, these opportunities weren't even available. I mean, that's just amazing. It's just amazing. What a gift the Occupy movement has been. To the region and to the country, there's no question. And again, I'll say it one more time. I know the audience is probably sick of hearing me say it, but I still think this is the model Occupy in the country, because we're doing something and growing and accomplishing something on a daily basis. Luciano, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you, and we'll be visiting again on Monday with the Occupy Detroit movement. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks again. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. Quick break for the top of the hour. Then Joe DeSano from Main Street Strategy. Stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW.
Molly, that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We've got an accident out there. This total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. 75 northbound, that ramp to 696 westbound, partially blocked because of an accident, so keep an eye out for that. 75 southbound between 12 miles down to 696, that is backed up. That's at 696 westbound from around Coolidge all the way through Evergreen. I'm Russ with traffic.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, cloudy, a high near 34. Some snow showers, of course, in there as well. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 20. Still, the snow showers might linger. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 30. Right now, it's foggy and 31 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Leading the news this hour, police this morning confirmed that both people killed yesterday at Virginia Tech were shot with the same gun. A campus police officer and his apparent attacker are dead. CNN's Athena Jones reports the campus was locked down for about 4 hours. This is the same school where a gunman went on a rampage in 2007 and 33 people died.
We had a chance to talk to a student who was in the cafeteria that whole time. She'd gone to eat in the dining hall and was there for the whole 4 hours. People weren't cowering under tables or that or anything like that, but they were obviously concerned because there were so many unanswered questions.
Members of the European Union announced this morning they're pressing forward with a new deal to save the euro without Britain's support. Matt McCall with Penn Financial Group is skeptical that a new treaty will help countries like Greece and Italy scale back their spending, however.
My concern is we've had one treaty, one agreement, another treaty, another agreement. Where does it go? And the markets are bouncing in Europe right now, but very short term in my mind.
American officials disagree whether Iran faked video it has made public of what it says is an American stealth drone aircraft. That drone went down last week in Iran. One official says there's no reason to believe it's phony, but at least one other says if the drone were real, it would be more damaged after crashing. A source close to the investigation into the killing of a 7-year-old girl in Georgia says the victim's mouth was taped shut and her hands and feet were bound with plastic ties. A 20-year-old maintenance worker at the apartment complex where the girl lived is charged in the case. His brother doesn't believe any of it.
He wouldn't touch a girl like that. He would never do something like that. Just like, this is just all bogus.
A package bomb exploded today near Rome in the office of an agency that collects taxes, fines, and other debts for the government. One person is said to be injured. And German investigators say an Italian anarchist group claims responsibility for a mail bomb sent to the president of Germany's Deutsche Bank yesterday. That bomb did not explode. There's no word whether the two might be connected. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Just call 800-289-2987. That's 800-289-2987. Call 800-289-2987.
The Prime Minister of the UK says his nation will not sacrifice its sovereignty to save the euro. That remark coming after most of the European Union signed on to a change in the treaty, which includes far stricter rules governing financial discipline. They will go into effect. But despite talks going on all night in Brussels, four nations, including the UK, have declined to sign the deal. Hopes were for unanimity to boost global confidence Europe is properly addressing its debt crisis. Walmart has launched an internal investigation looking into whether some of its workers violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, a U.S. law that prohibits bribery overseas. No details right now on which workers or which country or countries may have been involved. U.S. stock futures are looking strong after the partial European Union deal. S&P futures up 10 points, NASDAQ futures up 15, Dow futures rising 90. As European markets also increase. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Saving 15% or more may be okay for some people, but for those of you over 50, you've earned better than that. The simple truth is that if you are older than 50, you are probably paying more for your auto insurance than before, not less. That's why AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, negotiated a special auto insurance program specifically designed to deliver lower rates for you. AMAC members who switched are saving hundreds on their auto insurance. That's the kind of special benefit maturity should earn, not hidden penalties. Over 200,000 AMAC members agree that AMAC is better. Better for you, better for America. Call today. Find out how much you could save by joining AMAC. Let the others settle for 15% on auto insurance. Get the discount you've earned and enjoy other benefits exclusive to AMAC members. Call 800-303-0661 and switch your current policy today. Call 800-303-0661. That's 800-303-0661. AMAC. Better for you, better for America.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Just call 800-289-2987. That's 800-289-2987. Call 800-289-2987.
Welcome back to the show.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
It's Friday, and you know what that means. The end of a great week of shows is wrapped up with a chat with Joe DeSano. And yes, Jeff, it's almost time for breakfast meeting. Jeez, is food all you guys think about? Now, back to Tony.
And welcome back, everybody. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday program, and we're, you know, we got another hour, and always cool to end your show with the best hour of the week, as this is for me. You know, and I know I might take a little bit of crap for that, but honestly, I enjoy Joe DeSano's company, and so it's great to have him on. It's a nice way to end the week for me. We always talk about stuff that I care about. Some of the stuff we've already talked about, but it's always good to get Joe's perspective on things. And as many of you know, there's this little side bet that goes on here in the studio is who will Joe offend this week? And because we never know. And Joe's just speaking the truth. That's all. That's all. So let us turn our attention now to our guest. If you want to join us, by the way, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, 552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. Guys, let's give me the intro and let's get going.
It's time to talk politics with our political strategist
from Main Street Strategies,
Jim Desai.
Ah, yes, he is back indeed. My friend and yours, partner at Main Street Strategies, political savant, Joe DeSano. Joe, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I'm back like a bad rash.
I'm going to so
when
leave.
You think you got rid of me? I cropped back up.
I'm going to so leave that line alone, I tell you. Okay. Yowza. Hope you're well. Hope the holidays are treating you well. It can get a little crazy this time of year.
Well, things get crazy. I think you've got people getting crazy in their personal lives, but I think you see a government gone crazy here in Lansing and Washington, D.C. Just when you think it can't get any more extreme or weird, it does. And you have stuff like the legislature trying to retroactively rewrite the rules in Oakland County to change the borders of the county commission to protect a Republican majority that's in peril. They'll hold on to power at any cost. They'll break any rule. They'll rewrite the rules. They'll change the rules of the game after the game's done. You've got all kinds of craziness going on in the state of Michigan that really never seems to end.
You know, and Joe, I even suggested earlier this week, and I never thought these words would come out of my mouth, that, you know, maybe there is a benefit to, a recess, is they can't do any harm when they're on recess.
Absolutely right. As far as I'm concerned, they can stay in recess forever because they can't damage anything. I'm a strong proponent of a part-time legislature. The quality of legislators we have up there now is at an all-time low. If we put them on part-time, at least they're not fleecing the government fleecing the taxpayers for full-time pay. One of the things we have with term limits is now you're looking at the fourth and fifth generation of lawmakers after term limits. And, you know, now we're like, if this were a football team, we'd be pulling the scrubs off the street to play in the game. And the intellectual qualities of some of these people is shockingly low, especially on the Republican side. I mean, they just they're drones. They're drones to the vaunted myth of Ronald Reagan and people like Grover Norquist. I mean, you can't talk to them. They're like the Moonies at the airport. You know, they're cult members. They drank. They're on their third or fourth helping of the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, no, you couldn't be more accurate. I'm no fan. Never was a fan of term limits. I don't understand, Joe, how the people of the state of Michigan, and I know the polling numbers. I've seen the polling numbers. The general voter in the state of Michigan loves term limits, and I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, I always make the analogy of, do I want the rookie plumber or do I want the seasoned plumber fixing my pipes?
I get that, but the voters don't seem to understand how to answer that question, Joe, because you've seen the poll numbers too. I mean,
oh yeah,
everybody polls on this stuff.
They love the idea. The fact of the matter is they're certainly not getting their money's worth. But, you know, voters aren't stupid. Maybe sometime they'll come around. The one thing we haven't had is, and I assumed this would happen by now, is you would have a massive scandal that would kind of expose the fact that government and the legislative branch of the government has been handed over to lobbyists due to the fact that these lawmakers are most of them are ignorant beyond belief. And you had one lawmaker, actually a Democratic lawmaker in Warren, Lesia List, who actually publicly said that she doesn't view the lobbyists as lobbyists. She views them as educators.
Well, there's probably,
let's think about that.
There's probably, Joe, some truth to that.
Well, because they don't have their own knowledge of themselves. the lawmakers don't have the own operating knowledge of how things work. They trust whoever hands them the pack checks. And that's a deep problem that the general public hasn't quite figured out yet. And I'm hopeful sometime soon they do. I'm not counting on it.
Yeah. But Joe, let's take a quick call. And because that's going to bring us to the break, but let's take a quick call. There's plenty of time for us to get to what we got to get to. 888-552-3595. We want to welcome Ralph and Southgate to First Shift. And Ralph, you're on the air with Joe DeSano.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe, what do you think that Janice Daniel thinks of the unemployment extension now that her employer fired her?
the caller is talking about Janice Daniel being
the mayor of Troy.
I think there's an untold story here. Definitely Century 21 got rid of her. In fact, they are known nationally as a very gay-friendly company, and Ralph hits it right on the head that she was fired. I mean, she can tell you any story she wants, but that's a very gay-friendly company, and they have stood by the gay community, and I don't think they're going to put up with this kind of nonsense. This black eye that's on the city of Troy. We're probably going to have to live with it for a while. If you want to talk about ignorant, there are no more people more ignorant than her. I think she's definitely a one-termer. The question is, how much damage can she do to the reputation of that city in the next 4 years?
Yeah, Joe, let's talk for a moment before we go to break here, so people understand that the way that the management, the political arrangement is in Troy, because people don't understand that the mayor's job is not a full-time job, neither is the city council.
No, it pays like $175 a month. It's a city manager form of government. The mayor is really nothing more than a council person with the title of mayor. But where her damage is going to come is not in the fiscal management of the city, or the day-to-day operations of the city. Her damage is going to be done based on public utterances, that the media gives credence to because she carries the title of mayor. And it's just going to, the question is how much of this nonsense is the city of Troy going to put up with? I mean, there was an article last night, I believe, in the Free Press that talked about how a convention canceled 7 days of hotel bookings in the city of Troy based on this. Obviously, you see the Deoccupy Somerset Collection picking up steam, and you've got the Faith and Freedom Coalition of Gary Glenn, Glenn Clark. I get the homophobes all mixed up. Who are now trying to rally the Christian right to shop at the Somerset Collection, which it'd be tough to get them out of Walmart, I think. There is clearly going to be an economic backlash here to the mayor's comments. It's just a question of what magnitude it is. And she's going to continue running her mouth. She's not going to. She might have changed the subject, but she's a Tea Party slappy, and they don't understand. They don't understand tact like people like you, diplomatic people like me and you, Tony.
Well, and on top of that, I got to tell you, we of course talked about this at great length a couple of times on the show now. And her inability to dialogue and even to figure out how to apologize properly. If she just to learn how to apologize properly, she'd probably be able to put this behind her. But she can't. She can't do that, Joe. And you've got to be very concerned.
She legitimately has a hatred for homosexuals. She's got to be consistent with her Tea Party beliefs. And the Tea Party lies to you. They tell you it's all about economic issues. It's not. They're no different than the evangelical creedies. It's the same. If you do a Venn diagram, which I'd be happy to explain what a Venn diagram is to any Tea Party members who are listening, If you do a Venn diagram of Tea Party members and the crazy evangelicals, I mean, there's a huge overlap between the two groups.
All right, Joe, we got calls lining up, but we got to get to a break. So please stay where you're at. Steve and Mike, we will come to you next, but we have to take a break. Joe DeSano, my guest with Main Street Strategies. Stay with us. If you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org and on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. A quick break here. We'll be back. This is 1310 WDTW.
I'm Diane Cross, and I want to wish a very happy holiday to everyone, whether it's Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, have a wonderful holiday season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're accident-free around the area right now. That is a good thing. Still looking at some delays on 696 westbound from around Coolidge through Southfield Road. I'm Rose with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast on the National Weather Service today, cloudy. Obviously, some snow showers in the forecast. A high near 34, mostly cloudy. Tonight, a low around 20. Still a chance for a snow shower in there as well. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 30. Right now, it's foggy and 31 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Exclusively at the Home Depot, save time and money with Behr Premium Plus Ultra Paint. It's an affordable paint and primer in one and rated number one by a leading consumer study. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Recently on First Shift.
Alan West, who's a congressman from Florida, gets his information from, what can we say, interesting sources? This is what he had to say on national television.
In the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training.
G.I. Jane. He references G.I. Jane? Really?
Well, I think that the military needs to develop lightsabers because in the movie Star Wars, they proved to be pretty useful.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310. WDPW.
Tea Party guy, by the way.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
It's the Toys R Us two-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday, 3 p.m. through Saturday, 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted item must be a vehicle.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano.
And First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies is my guest. We got callers, and we definitely got callers this morning. Joe seems to be resonating, extraordinarily so, as we work our way through the morning. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. That's what First Shift is all about. Joe, let's welcome Stephen Monroe to First Shift. Merry Christmas to you, Steve. You're on the air with Joe DeSano.
Merry Christmas, Tony. Merry Christmas, Joe. Joe, just a question with respect to lobbyists. Are you against all lobbyists or just certain lobbyists?
I'm not against lobbyists in general. By no means. The concept of lobbyists, I have no problem with. My problem with is lawmakers who are ignorant as to the ways of government and the process of government giving over responsibility to lobbyists.
Okay, because the point I was going to make is, are you against the UAW lobbying? Are you against the NEA or environmentalists? Probably not, but
no, I just told you that I'm not against lobbyists in general. I'm against ignorant people being elected to the legislature and giving responsibility to lobbyists.
Now, listen, Steve, I appreciate the call. I understand what you were trying to do there, but Joe's making a profoundly important point. That there are too many.
Quite profound.
It's simple, but it's profound. People aren't thinking for themselves, Joe. I mean,
they're not.
Isn't that basically what you're saying? Is that our lawmakers, the people that we are electing to represent us, are not thinking for themselves? They're allowing lobbyists to think for them.
They don't have the ability or the experience to think for themselves, so they cede the responsibility over to the lobbyists.
Yeah, you're right.
You have lawmakers calling them educators. That is an absurd statement.
Clearly.
It should just infuriate everyone who understands what's going on here.
Absolutely. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Mike in Clawson now. Mike, welcome to First Shift. Happy holidays to you. You're on the air with Joe DeSano.
Merry Christmas to both of you. As a side note, that's not what I called about regarding lobbyists. That's one thing to take and present, have the opportunity to present your interests to legislators. It's quite another to take and buy their vote, and that's where they've crossed the line. But what I called about is I attended the Troy Democratic Club executive board meeting last night, and the big issue has to do with the Troy Transit Center and whether they can convince the mayor and the city council to vote in favor of that, releasing funds to help build this transit center, which we believe is essential to the health and future of Troy.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct that it is essential to the health and the economic development of the city of Troy. But let's be honest with what this is about, okay? This is about keeping blacks out of Troy. This is nothing more than... There's a racial element to this that the media has not picked up on. This is about keeping blacks out of Troy. This is nothing more than good old-fashioned racism. And, of course, where's it coming from? The Tea Party.
Now, Mike, keep in mind this would actually develop a hub. A hub is where people gather. It's where people meet. People of all parts of the Southeast Michigan, actually the entire region. And they don't want that hub being in their city.
I'll be darned. That was not one angle that was brought up, but now that you mention it, I'm not surprised.
No, it makes sense, doesn't it, Mike? Thanks for your call, Mike. Happy holidays. It's always a pleasure to touch base with you. Again, if you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. Joe, let's welcome Mark in Warren to First Shift. Mark, happy holidays to you, my friend. You're on the air with Joe DeSano.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Joe. I think we found out who Joe offended this morning. It's obvious. listen, I wanted to speak on behalf of Representative Lish as somebody that goes to Lobby Day and whatnot. She's spot on her voting in regards to education, unionism, and so forth. But I think what she may be addressing comes from a different paradigm, which is that, you know, a lot of folks don't understand what is going on from the educational side. When the Republicans were pushing through this quote unquote educational reform, they truly didn't understand what tenure was. You asked them what tenure was, they said you can't fire a teacher. They didn't know about due process. They didn't know about the fact that actually what had to happen was administrators had to go in and administrate. They had to go in and actually observe classrooms and so forth. So rather than put the scrutiny on the teacher, there was an actual process. So I think that, again...
I think that just speaks to the ignorance of these people.
Pardon me?
I think what you're describing is dead on, and I think it just speaks to the ignorance of some of these lawmakers who delegate their decision-making to their leadership and lobbying.
Yes. Well, and I agree, but I think that, you know, the vast general, you know, direction that people are coming from, it's hard to know everything about everything, and... I think the Democrats are more open to listen, whereas the Republicans, if a business person says it, well, you know, that's gospel, you know. So, again, I just on behalf of Representative Lish, I would just like to say that coming from a different paradigm, sometimes I think our PACs do indeed educate. I know the president of our union, when he went up to Lansing to try to address some of these educational bills that were going through, I know the Republican side knew very little, if not anything, about how education actually works. I think that's seen in the way that they've been legislating educational reform, as well as city management. I want to thank you for your guys' time, and I'll listen for the response.
All right, thank you, Mark. You know, Joe, let me take a step back here. A couple weeks ago, we talked about, actually more than a couple weeks ago, some months back, we talked about legislators, we talked about the lobbyists buying lunches for legislators. A couple weeks ago on the show, there was a Gongwer, maybe it was M Live, did a piece that I talked about, you know, how many lawmakers have received a free lunch from lobbyists. And the lawmakers, the ones that have more utilized it, and they were, by the way, just happened to be Republicans, and I don't write this stuff, so don't blame me for that. Joe, they said that the reason that they take these free lunches is because these are educational opportunities. That they have to be educated that's what they said, that they have to be educated anyway, so you might as well do it over lunch, right?
Well, pay for your own lunch.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, so for those that understand, I think there's a difference between what Mark said. Yes, there is, Joe, there is a time where you as a lawmaker, you need to be educated. You know, that's part of the process. Absolutely. But there are times where you need to make your own decision, and how do we know that you're able to separate those two? We
got to take a quick difference between needing to be educated and being a whore.
Absolutely. Okay, you're right. A very big difference. Charles in Detroit, you're up next. If you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Joe DeSano, my guest. We'll get to all the calls, I promise, and a lot of other stuff on the other side. This is First Shift.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking a little bit better out there on the freeways. Traffic volumes are starting to lighten up quite a bit. Still looking at some delays on 75 southbound around the 696 interchange and on 696 as you get close to Coolidge. But aside from that, we are looking just fine. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, cloudy. Some snow showers in there as well, of course. A high near 34. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A low in the lower 20s. Still, maybe a snow shower in there, too. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 30. Right now, it's foggy and 31 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
So joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay. And benefits.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Mea culpa. I misspoke. My bad. I stand corrected. In past commentaries, I have called Newt Gingrich a lobbyist. Apparently, he hates that tag, even though he has indeed gotten very wealthy by taking big bucks from such special interest outfits as IBM, AstraZeneca, Microsoft, and Siemens in exchange for helping them get favors from federal and state governments. But Gingrich, his lawyers, and staff adamantly insist that it's rude and crude to call him a lobbyist. No, no, they bark. The Newt is a visionary. Major corporations, they explain, pay up to $200,000 a year to the corrupt former House Speaker's Policy Center for the sheer privilege of bathing in the soothing enlightenment of Newt's transformative vision. Also, as the man himself constantly reminds everyone, he has a Ph. by God D, so he's Dr. Newt, the certified visionary. Yet, the center's own sales pitch to lure potential corporate clients makes crystal clear that the visionary services he offers entail doing what, excuse the term, lobbyists do. For example, the center brags that Newt has, quote, contacts at the highest levels of government, and that being a paying customer, quote, increases your channels of input to decision makers. One corporate chieftain who hired the well-connected Washington insider for $7,500 a month plus stock options says that Gingrich, quote, made it very clear to us that he does not lobby, but that he could direct us to the right places in Washington. So, Mr. Do Not Call Me a Lobbyist is, in fact, selling his government contacts and peddling his political influence. But he does not lobby. Instead, he directs, makes calls, arranges meetings, opens doors, and, of course, he has visions. This is Jim Hightower saying so. We'll call Newt what he is, a Washington influence peddler.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today. Tweet. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back, 35 minutes after the hour. Joe DeSano is my guest. Joe, of course, partner with Main Street Strategies. Joe, you obviously have done something right today. We've done nothing but take phone calls, and we've got more in the wait. Well, you know, I think it's important that we have an honest discussion about lobbyists from time to time. And, you know, it's resonating with people. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's go back to the phones and welcome Charles in Detroit. Charles, Merry Christmas to you. You're on the air with Joe DeSano.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, my friend.
I boldly and openly say that I'm okay with lobbyists representing the 99%, and I'm against lobbyists representing the 1%. The 1% lobbyists have a disproportionate amount of the money. I mean, and I support this constitutional amendment to reverse Citizens United, and so that we can take some of that 1% money out of the lobbyists' hands, and then when we occupy Washington, D.C., it should be K Street. Occupy K Street.
Okay.
Well, in Washington, D.C., where the lobbyists are in D.C.,
Joe,
we are the 99%.
We are the 99%. Charles, thank you so much for your call. Joe, your thoughts?
I think Charles is dead on. Absolutely right. The 99% can't afford lobbyists.
No, they can't. No, they can't indeed. All right, let's for the sake of time, let's just move on. I want to, and this is something that I talked about very briefly earlier on in the show, and it's pissed me off to no end, but the state treasurer yesterday, Andy Dillon, came out and said, basically said to the people that have been working hard to repeal Public Act 4, the Emergency Financial Manager Law. F you people, we figured out a way around you. We're just going to rewrite the law and put it into effect before you can certify the signatures. We know you already have to stop this from moving forward.
Yeah, this is an example of Republicans, and I include Andy Dillon in that group, desperately trying to ignore the wishes of voters. I mean, there is no way, I've seen the polling. There's no initiative that Governor Snyder has pushed through that's actually more unpopular than the emergency financial manager. It's the death of democracy, as far as I'm concerned. And here in Michigan, we get a front row seat. And you've got a government headed by people like Andy Dillon and Governor Snyder who will hold and manipulate the rules in any way possible, even including changing the rules after the game is over, which is what this is. These folks have went out and gathered the signatures. They're very close to submitting the signatures, and now they're even talking about including an appropriation within the bill, which then makes the bill referendum proof.
Yeah,
I mean, think about that. They're going to cynically put an appropriation in this bill, which, according to the Constitution of the state, then makes the bill referendum proof. Thus, shutting the voice off of the 900,000 people who signed the petition. This is shocking abuse of power, and it's really what we can expect from the Snyder administration.
Well, you know, again, it is. This is the kind of stuff that the FCC accounts for when it gives us rules of what we can and can't say on air.
Yes.
What this in essence does is screws, and you can insert any word you want in there, screws democracy in any way that you can imagine democracy being screwed. This is beyond disingenuous. It is beyond disrespectful. It is heinous what this does to democracy. And every one of us should be offended. Every one of us, Joe, should be offended to the nth degree by what they're suggesting they will do in order to save their heinies.
Yep, that's absolutely right. What these people believe in is not democracy. They believe in a theocracy and government by corporation. That's what these people truly believe. They feel that the Republicans are for local control. Until it's local control that they don't like, or that's contrary to what they believe. The fact of the matter is, people have spoken up about this law via polling and now via 900,000 petition signatures, which are on the verge of being submitted. And they are going to do anything to subvert this, manipulate the process, change the rules, do whatever they possibly can to stop this voice of the people from being heard, because they don't trust the people. That's what democracy is about, trusting the people to make decisions for themselves.
Well, again, there's nothing about this that I got to hold my tongue.
We need to stay FCC compliant.
Well, and we do, but when I saw this story appear yesterday afternoon, when it popped up on the Free Press's website, mid-afternoon, whatever time it was, before 2 o'clock, I happened to be on the phone with somebody at the time, and it wasn't appropriate for me to scream and yell and holler and bitch until I hung up and called somebody so that I could do that. I could not believe what I was reading. It was just so wrong. It is so wrong what they are trying to do here, Joe. And I'm just so infuriated by this. And for those that are they're licking their chops and are saying, well, good, we got you. That's great. No, they got all of us, folks. Not just me. Not just progressives. Not just Democrats. We all lose. We all lose when you usurp policy this way.
Oh, I totally agree. It's being used on progressives and predominantly African American cities now. But there's no reason that it won't be used in other cities if property taxes continue to fall and property tax revenue continues to fall and the governor cuts revenue sharing even further. I mean, it's going to turn cities like a Troy into economic basket cases. And maybe that's where it's used next.
And so, you know, and you just don't know.
Today it's us, tomorrow it's you.
And you just don't know. Listen, we got a few minutes before the break, but I want to ask you before we get to the break, can you stay a little later today? The phone's kind of got us, and there's a lot of stuff that we haven't touched yet. Not that we're ready to go to the break. I just wanted to see if we could keep you a little longer. I appreciate that.
You can keep me as long as the coffee here in my office holds out.
Okay, Noel, and of course I can't see that, but I'm assuming you're okay, or you would have told me otherwise, so we're good.
We're good.
We're good. And we only have till 9 o'clock anyway, so then we have to go. We don't have a choice. That's when the station kicks us out. Anyway, this is a story that will be coming more and more prevalent as the days move forward. And it's out there. If you have not read the story, I posted it to Facebook yesterday. It's on the front page of the Free Press and the news today. You need to read up on this, folks. You need to know what it is we're talking about, because basically what they're doing is they're saying, we know that the people of the state of Michigan don't want this law. We know they don't want it, so we're going to do another one, and then we're going to throw in appropriations in there so that you can't touch it. And that's exactly what's happening. You got to read this stuff. You got to know what we're talking about. Okay. Let's move on. All right, where do we go from here? Paul Ryan decides to give Pete Hoekstra a little bit of love and endorses him. I was a little surprised by that, to be honest with you, Joe.
Oh, I tell you what, this cripples Hoekstra in a general election. The Ryan plan that they've endorsed, and I include Pete Hoekstra endorsing that by embracing Paul Ryan in public, would ask senior citizens to pay an additional $6,000 a year in costs for Medicare and Medicaid. That's a $6,000 hit that Pete Hoekstra has embraced. You can expect a torrent of ads in the fall of 2012 just scorching Hoekstra on this. And this is endemic of the problem Hoekstra has, that he has to run so far to the right in this primary to try to head off the Tea Party Express that is coming down the tracks right at him. So he's taking all kinds of crazy stands in order to build up some Tea Party credentials that somehow will be able to ward off a Clark Durant or a Gary Glenn when they come a-calling, because Pete Hoekstra is in the process of crippling himself in a general election.
Yeah, isn't
and we get to sit back and watch.
Isn't it interesting, Joe, that he finds himself in a really, no matter what he does, it's wrong. He can't run against Debbie Stabenow yet. Yet he has to. He can't run. He doesn't have the conservative credentials to run as a conservative. Yet he's out there begging any conservative that will give him an endorsement to do just that. And then he has to wear all their baggage in some display of trying to get votes that, frankly, in the state of Michigan, I don't know that you necessarily need or want. I don't know that this guy can win. I don't think there's a scenario where Pete Hoekstra wins.
I don't think there is. There is a scenario where he ends up a U.S. senator, but it's so narrow. It's such a narrow opportunity for him in the way that he's had to ideologically turn himself into a pretzel that I think it's going to be very I still think he'll prevail in this primary. The question is, how much damage is he going to do to himself during that process? And, on issue after issue after issue, he's turned himself into a human pretzel and flip-flopped and denied his record as a 18-year or 20-year incumbent in Congress. I mean, he is a creature of Washington. I think Saul Alinuzis, the former chair of the state Republican Party, has it right, when he criticizes Pete for denying the fact that, he voted to extend debt ceilings, he voted to support the Brady Bill when he first got up there. Those are very troubling votes if you're a far-right conservative, and I think Saul is absolutely correct in criticizing Pete on this point. We're going to watch him twist in the wind and Hoekstra, that is, twist in the wind and shoot himself in the foot repeatedly.
Yeah, well, it's going to get...
I'm running in a general election. Paul Ryan is radioactive.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, we got to take a quick break here. Stay where you're at. We'll come back and get some final thoughts, wrap things up on the other side. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
with Detroit. This is Attorney Richard Bernstein thanking all the listeners out there who make this city work every day to make this city stronger. The listeners of this show are the backbone, the people who fight, the people who make a difference, and they're the people that I love the most.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
The Home Depot has great holiday gifts for every doer on your list. And big savings on some of the best names in the tool bag. Like an 18-volt OnePlus Ryobi starter kit for just $89. That's $150 value for a drill, circular saw, two batteries, and a charger. Make someone's Christmas morning and weekends to come with a Ryobi starter combo kit just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Recently on First Shift.
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up the principles that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works. And understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution. Not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
There we go. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Feel free to join us if you'd like. Joe DeSano. A little bonus Joe DeSano this week. We just had lots of phone calls earlier on in the show and wanted to try to get to more of our agenda today. Joe agreed to stay with us a little bit later, which we appreciate, Joe, a great deal. By the way, has your cousin come in from Italy yet?
My cousin has come in last Friday night. He's been settling in and spending a lot of time with my parents, so I bet he's probably bored off his rear end. you know, he seems to be doing well, and he's a good kid, and seems Giuseppe DeSano, so there's another Joe DeSano running around here. So I don't know if he's as polarizing as perhaps I am, but he's a good kid. So I hope he's having fun, and we spent the weekend with him, and we'll be seeing him again soon.
Oh, good. Hopefully, you know, again, I invited you folks into studio. Hopefully you'll get a chance to come in and experience a little bit about what American radio is all about.
Yeah, I hope to bring him in before he heads back to the promised land.
Yes, there you go. Joe, let's talk about a story that hit home to us this week. Earlier on in the week, we had Debbie Henry on to talk about their home, which is in foreclosure. They, of course, made news throughout the state and nationally this week as part of a national day of action through OccupyOurHomes.org. The Henrys live in Southgate. This is a story that obviously piqued your interest as well because it ended up on your talk list for today. I'm kind of curious why this caught your interest, Joe.
Well, not so much for the political elements of this. I I think it's more the human elements of this and the fact that the politics of all of this does really kind of, when you boil it down, go to ordinary, the quality of ordinary people's lives and how these people cope. And these folks, you know, you got the people in the media who make fun of the 99% and say they want to loot the 1% for their wealth and they don't want to work for it. And I think they miss the premise that the situation is such that normal people have the playing field leveled against them. It's not that working folks don't want to get out there and work. The people I grew up with and the people I work with and my family members who are in these positions, they're all people who want to work and take pride. That's something we forget. People take pride in their work. It lends them self-esteem. It gives them, it's a huge part of their identity. And when people can't work or can't find work to put food on the table, it's not just damaging economically, it's damaging psychologically. And I see these folks, these are people who fell on hard times and hard luck, and they don't get bailed out, but the bankers get bailed out. And to me, it's the human interest element of the story that's just so sad. And these are people struggling, and the banks got their bailout, and now they're going to, you know, toss these people out on the street. And I think this is the start. This is ground zero, I believe, of a much larger process that's going to take hold across the country. And we need to tell these personal stories because that's how you get through the talking points. I mean, these are people that the banks refuse to negotiate. I mean, let's think about that for a moment. They refused to negotiate after these banks were all bailed out. I need to stay FCC compliant, but Bank of America, you know, these are pure evil institutions.
Yeah, Joe, and as we learned when we interviewed Debbie, that they can actually afford to live in their house. It was because of the advice they were given by their mortgage company to refinance, to modify their loan, that they ended up in the situation that they were in. Had they had stayed on the path they were on, they would have never been in this position to begin with.
Absolutely correct. The system is so perverted and distorted now that regular folks like Debbie have to go to such extreme measures to occupy their own home and defy law enforcement authorities to come and toss them out. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, and I think this is a strategy that works. I think it's a strategy that terrifies the banks. I think it's a strategy that works against the financial industry. We got to make sure cameras cover this. We got to make sure that if the law enforcement authorities toss these people out, it's on video. Because it's Debbie today, it could be you tomorrow.
Yeah, and quickly and easily could be you tomorrow. There's no question about that. Well, Joe, thanks for the bonus DeSano time today. Since we got you on, might as well ask what you got planned for the weekend, Joe.
Well, I am investing in my home this weekend, and we're having new windows put in the house, so I have to prepare for that. That's what's keeping me from going to visit my cousin because we had this scheduled before he was coming. So, we're getting new windows and I'm going to watch some football.
Well, very good. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for the time you gave us this week. And, we'll look forward to visiting with you again next week, Joe DeSano.
Thank you.
All right. And to Giuseppe, who I'm sure is listening, enjoy your visit here to Michigan, and we hope to see you in studio. All right, fellas, we got to get ready to wrap things up here. Jeff, Anthony, we'll start with Anthony. What do you got planned this weekend?
Absolutely nothing. Football, Lions.
So I can plan a few things for you? Actually, I need you to help me put the lawn furniture away this weekend, if you don't mind.
Don't have a problem with that at all.
I appreciate that. We don't have much to put away, so it shouldn't take us but 5 minutes. But I'd appreciate it. I want to clean up the back porch a little bit, too. But beyond that, we should be good to go, and it's not going to be that terribly cold.
We're not putting it in the garage, are we?
Can we? No.
No.
So that's why we need to rearrange underneath the awning a little bit in the back. But besides that, we should be good to go. 15 minutes tops, and we'll be out. We'll be done. Although there's no college football tomorrow. What are we going to do? We'll get over it. All right, that's that. Jeffrey Radford, your thoughts for the weekend?
I have to work Sunday, but other than that, Saturday I'll be catching up on sleep. It seems like I didn't get any sleep at all this week. I know it's exciting, isn't it? Fabulously exciting.
Ah, well, that's all right.
I am looking forward to a certain meeting coming up, though.
Breakfast meeting?
No, can't wait.
No. Well, you're only, 3 minutes away? Less than that. So, you know, I know you got to just clean up a few things in Studio S.
Oh, nice distinction there.
In Studio S.
Studio S, which isn't quite as nice as Studio R.
No, I wouldn't say that.
It's nicer?
I don't know. I think they're fairly equal. We pretty much have the same stuff, although I got a fancy Mac computer in my studio that no one ever uses. Do we have a caller? Deb? So we're going to let's talk to Deb.
Deb, you're talking to Bev.
Bev, how are you? Bev, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
What can
I'm
we
proud
do for
of you? For your smoking record so far.
Thank you. 2.5 weeks and counting.
Give you a little advice?
Yes.
Do not pick up that first cigarette.
I won't.
That first one's going to do it. If you can pick up that first one, you got it made.
Thank you, Bev. I appreciate that. I'm doing really well so far.
Good. And I listen to you every morning. In fact, I'm late getting things done because I listen to you. Thanks for all you do, and happy holidays.
God bless you. Thank you. That'll be it for us today. Anthony and Jeff, thank you so much. Bev, thank you, and all of you out there. Appreciate it. Off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, 40% chance of snow showers. No kidding, right? Cloudy, high near 34 tonight. Slight chance for snow showers, mostly cloudy. Otherwise, a low around 20. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 30. Right now, it's snowing a little bit and 31 degrees at Detroit City Airport. A great weekend.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.